Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet. I can't say once again we're welcoming you because Uche Mefo did welcome you a short while ago. We are here in Dallas, in Texas. We have taken over from those of them in London, and we thank them for such an excellent and marvelous job they've been doing on behalf of the entire family of the indigenous people of Biafra, of which I am privileged to be sitting here in front of a cross-section of them here in Dallas, in Texas, in the USA. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We were delayed, but we are here. I performed my pilgrimage yesterday. The reason why I came to the US, it was done yesterday. And a few things were done there, and believe you me, I was ill before I went there, but now I'm healed. When Dr. Akujeze told me, I did not believe it. When they told me that those that went to that very spot were healed, I didn't believe it. I am a living proof. And Chukwu Abiama knows I don't lie. I am here. My trip to the United States having been performed, the same pilgrimage that I dreamt of when I was 17 and a half years old. I performed it yesterday, which I encourage everybody here to do. And across the length and breadth of this very great country, every Biafran, regardless of your orientation, your age, regardless of your worldview, regardless of what motivates you, it is incumbent upon you, you owe it upon yourself and your children, even those unborn, that all of you must go to Igbo Landing in Savannah, a place called St. Simon Islands. You must go there. We went there yesterday and things happened, believe you me. That is how we know that Biafra is coming. Far more sooner than we expect. We must welcome all of you, wherever you are on this planet, that this is Radio Biafra's second installation on this very day, the 16th day of March in the year of our Lord 2014. I have our people here. I cannot say much. We traveled yesterday and I flew from Atlanta not too long ago, but we must preach this very gospel in this city. We have been here before. Our dear brother who hosted us is here when we came to Dallas. And this family has grown from how I saw it the last time here. That goes to show that even in a place where hamburger takes precedence over Biafra, that things are improving. Even in a place where the sight of a normal ice cream will drive you insane, that things are happening. Ever since I saw the ice cream I saw in this very place, I have not been able to sleep properly. I cannot sleep properly. I don't know how you people survive without suffering from diabetes. The amount of sugar in that very thing, I have not been able to eat properly since then. Believe you me. We are here to bring this very wonderful gospel of the restoration of Biafra. We are here to let you know that you come from somewhere. Not just you, there are our mothers who are listening at home, our grandmothers, which I've been privileged to speak to one of them on my way in here, who are listening on the radio. We'll remember the mothers also in Atlanta who are listening to us every blessed day. Our women are far more dedicated than our men, but I salute the courage, the dedication, the determination of our coordinator here. Very soon he will introduce himself. As is normally done on Radio Biafra. We must welcome you wherever you are. We've not finished for the day. We are continuing, or for the morning or the night, regardless of where you are, that this is Radio Biafra. The reason why we exist is to get Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. It's either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. If they give us that option, as we tell you, starting from this very year, we'll burn the zoo down. If they think they're in trouble with Boko Haram, what is to face them? Heaven knows. We'll make sure, ensure, in every sense and form, that Somalia is a far more better heaven to be in than the zoo. They have killed us enough. They have tortured us enough. I have lawyers, doctors, everything right here in front of me. You are all practicing your engineering, your lawyering, in the only place you're not supposed to be. When you're a lawyer or an engineer in your father's compound, then you know you've arrived. Americans are engineering. Can't you see it as you're moving about? See them engineering. I was told the old Dallas Stadium has been knocked down, that they built Newark's Ark somewhere else. Built by engineers, I presume. Is that correct? American engineers, yes. Building something in America. Is that correct? And you have our engineers, like people, even red engineering up to doctorate level. Conditions made the likes of Clifford Irania to be here in this country. When he can be engineering in his village, they have oil in his village. That is what we've come here to change. To change the mindset and to remind you that you are very special people. I went to a very special place yesterday. And lo and behold, when I told white people from there that I'm from Igbo, you can see the way their eyes lit up. They said, is it true? I said, yes. You know, they said, you all have guns here. If you move about anyhow, they'll shoot you. We went to a white man's place. You should try and visit that place. It's another world out of this world. Very quiet, very serene, well manicured lawns, even across the road, well kept. The exact spot where our people died is somebody's backyard. And we were contemplating amongst ourselves, how come that something so monumental, the original freedom fighters that we know, they started freedom fighting, if you don't know it, at Igbo Landing. They began everything about freedom fighting. How come this very spot where they performed that very heroic act is somebody's back garden? It's because we let them. It's because the Igbo community in the United States have let our people down. They went to Virginia and built a village. Mud house, a village. They forgot the very spot, the very place where their essence, their being, and their name were immortalized for all time. Because as long as man walks this face of the earth, you must remember the heroes of Igbo Landing. Those that said they will not bow or walk for any other human being apart from Chukwu Abiama. They said they will not bow before a white person. Because of that, they committed suicide, taking three white people with them. That is where I draw my inspiration from. I read Alex Haley's book long, long time ago, and I became inspired. And that is why I came to the United States. And that very pilgrimage, or should I call it miracle, was performed yesterday. And this is Radio Biafra. We know what we are doing. We are taking the spirit of everybody, regardless of where they have been killed around this world, we are taking it back home to where they come from. And upon the very places where they walked and lived and died, will our monument be built. To the memory of the 3.5 million that died, upon whom and in whose name I do what I do. I don't do it because of the living. My obligation to the dead outweigh what I owe to the living. That is why I do this. To murder 3.5 million people and nobody's asking any questions is an abomination. Abominable in the sight of God. I ask those in the UK to go and find Gowon. Wherever they see Gowon, they should attack Gowon on the streets of London until the police is called. I've given them that very task and they must do it. That man killed us, 3.5 million of us. They took our resources, took our land, took everything. Even today, as our dear sister Rita Nibog is lamenting, they take our girls, they take our women, they have taken away our dignity. And when a man has no dignity in Biafra land, you commit suicide. It's called arere. When you are hopeless, a state of hopelessness for any genuine Biafran man is equal to suicide. No Igbo man, no Ibibio man, no Efik person can allow a state of arere to befall him. I was fortunate enough to grow up in the village. That's how I came to know all the things that I know about our culture, our uniqueness, how special you are as a people, which my pilgrimage yesterday reminded me of once again. So that when I speak that you are the chosen people of God, you are here to worship God and not man, I know what I'm talking about. The exemplification of that was demonstrated very heroically at Igbo Landing, which is at that very creek you have in St. Simon Islands in Georgia, I must say. A place that everybody should visit and go and pray on their souls. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to bring you more of these announcements as we go along on this very day. Which MFO will thank you very much, Barrister Mamizu, and all of you all over the world have been listening very attentively. As time goes on, I shall go through the headlines once again, but I'm making it abundantly clear that regardless of the time zone you're in, regardless of your country, regardless of your work commitments, the 30th of May of this year is pivotal. I have gone to Igbo Landing. I have been to Jerusalem. I have been to other places and requested other things that we need to make 30th of May very, very pivotal in our pursuit for our freedom. And it's going to come because Chukwu Abiyama has decreed that Biafra should come. And also importantly, Chukwu Abiyama has determined that some of us should come to serve you, not to lead you, because Chukwu Abiyama is going to lead you. He is your leader. He is your king. That was why we never had any kings in the past. Anybody telling you about Igbo kingdom is mistaken. No, they're talking about a sphere or realm of influence. God has always been our king from time immemorial. I recall a book written by an American called Thomas Paine. I recommend it for everybody to read. You know what the book is called? It's a pamphlet. Common Sense. Has anyone here read it? Common Sense by the great American writer and political commentator Thomas Paine, that said that every evil started the day that men appointed kings. In other words, the only race on this earth that resisted the appointment of kings up until this very day are the Biafran people. The only people, Igbo Enweze. Ethiopia fell apart and had a king. Even Israel fell apart, our cousins, and they had kings. We are the only ones without kings. In other words, the same holy edict imbibed in us upon creation itself lives in our DNA up until today. That is why we are special. That is why we hold our heads up very, very high when we walk. That is why we speak with every conviction and authority, because we know we are descended from heaven. And only to Chukwu Abiyama are you going to bow to. Only to Chukwu Abiyama are you going to offer praise and thanks. Only to Chukwu Abiyama will every praise, will every honor go to, and not to anything. No graven image whatsoever. No other thing, because he said in the holy books that is a jealous God. You must worship him. And upon that very tenet do we stand our station for the freedom of our people. And this is Radio Biafra. Our lines in the United States, as always, remains +1 240 217 7185. I repeat, +1 240 217 7185. Our Skype lines are also open, and Biafrans are here. Before I go to them, I shall go to the very eminent barrister himself and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who is not just a great Biafran, but a very good man. The barrister will once again, I'm sure he's done it before, acknowledge the wonderful presence of the indigenous people of Biafra scattered across every 24 time zones of the world, in every continent, in every country. These people are in every city. They are in every town. They are in every village, in every community, including Dallas, in every hamlet. Anywhere you go to, as long as you're logged on to www.radiobiafra.co, if you go to peopleofbiafra.org, if you go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, if you download Radio Biafra app, either on Android or on iTunes, you should and must receive Radio Biafra. And very soon, heaven knows, not only very soon, but right now as we speak, also on satellite. People at home, Rita Anibok and Co., they are listening to Radio Biafra this very minute on satellite. Our enemies underestimate us. They don't know how formidable we are. They say they will bomb our transmitter. Can they bomb satellite?
No way.
We are going to envelop the zoo in a blanket of truth, that there will be no escape for all the evil men that inhabit that geopolitical abomination called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. There will be no escape for them. We learned why we lost the war. I told you, one of the reasons was because nobody could hear our voice. Now the Biafran people, for the very first time, and of course, given the common sense that comes from interacting with people via the Executive Council, all the forums of the coordinators, the people of Biafra, all you people all over the world, managed to place Biafra on the same platform that you have all the other major broadcasters of the world. Something that we did through pushing you, through pleading with you, through hassling you all the time. We have done something that no other person could have done. I say with every degree of certainty, if Chukwu Abiyama is not with you, you cannot place Biafra on satellite. It's impossible. But we have done it. It is now incumbent upon all of you to ensure that you secure a very cheap box and a dish so that they can also get Radio Biafra direct from heaven, very close to where Chukwu Abiyama resides, direct from heaven. And our transmitter is coming as the nuclear bomb itself to anything that the satellite could not kill. The transmitter will kill it off. Ndiojo. Anything. We are formidable, I told you. We are formidable. The zoo is going to die. By the time we finish with them, you see that name. The name Nigeria will not exist. That will be my gift to my people. Very special gift. That name that I hate with a passion, and the people that brought it to us. We are going to fight to defend our heritage, our honor, our integrity as a people. And we want to ask Chukwu Abiyama, if serving Hausa people was why you created us, why did you bother in the first place then? Why bother? I must go to the barrister. Barrister, our people are here. You will acknowledge them, please. These are the indigenous people of Biafra. They are in Dallas, in Texas. Where food is cheap, I must say. You will accept them, please, very graciously, and also acknowledge those around the world. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to you, Director. But can you hear me, first of all?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. Loud and clear, Barrister.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, all Biafrans in Dallas. Good evening to all of you. I'm so happy with all of you, the way you've accepted and received Director. As I always say, you are not just receiving him, you are receiving the whole Biafrans all over the world. All our spirits, our thoughts, everything is channeled today in Dallas. We are with you there in spirit, in practice. We thank you. A very beautiful announcement, Director just told us. About Biafrans having satellite. Now tell me there's no going back. There is no going back, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We've already welcomed you at the first phase. This is now Director's phase. Second phase. We welcome all of you once again. I know most of you are still with us. But if you're not, please, we are welcoming you back. On a day that we have a very beautiful news, that in Biafra land, you can listen to us via satellite. Biafra has not been restored, but we are trying already. We are moving on already. We are trying to take over what belongs to us. We are on the trail into our nation. May God bless all Biafrans. May God, Chukwu Abiyama, bless those who are helping, supporting, assisting for the restoration of Biafra. Director, you live long. I keep telling you, Director, nobody will pull you back. Nobody can pull you down. You've gone over and above pulling down. That is why when I talk, I say, please, you don't respond to every chick chatty. You are too big for anybody to pull you down. Only Chukwu Abiyama brought you forth. Fourth, you remain. You can never turn back. You can never go back. Our people are resilient. The people of Radio Biafra, we are forceful. Those of our supporters are very, very original. Nobody looks away. We are focused. And we are here to stay. Biafra must be restored. First of all, we have also, irrespective of the fact that the United Kingdom put us into this evil situation, we still find them. We still are very, very grateful that we are able to broadcast from their land. It's not easy for you to broadcast in any land. United Kingdom, they are still very good in allowing us to stay here and restore Biafra. We owe them a lot, but only they have to come to us and tell us they are very sorry because they created a lot of damages. But we are still, and we can still forgive them because Biafra is a forgiving nation. We don't kill. We do not like shedding blood. We are so grateful for the news this evening. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, please help and come with us in celebration of our satellite. Director, I'll be with you. I'm standing by. Thank you, all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu. which I not only regard as unmistakable, but quintessentially Biafran in every sense of the word. Uche Mefo will join us later. Uche will please come to us via Skype. We will now go to everybody here, those hosting Biafra, as a barrister said, not just me, to please tell us where they come from and their name as well, and anything they want to say in summary. Please, that this is Radio Biafra. We have brought your station, the mobile unit, very close to you. So all that money you have been contributing, you have now heard where it's been going to, isn't it? We didn't want to announce it prematurely, you see. We know what we are doing. You are now on satellite with digital quality, which is amazing. That means that serious trouble in very big mess, believe you me, very big mess. Please, we'll start with our coordinator here. Introduce yourself, please, to our people. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, all Biafrans all over the world. My name is Innocent Maramu Ugochukwu. I reside here in Dallas, Texas, and I'm originally from Mbwidi in Biafra land. Thank you, Director, for coming to Dallas today. No matter all the problems, everything, but I will thank God you are here. You are welcome, welcome. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. You have worked gallantly hard. You are a man to be reckoned with, and I'm pleased that you're a Biafran. Go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon.
Closer, yeah.
Good evening, good morning, good evening to all Biafra from all over the world. I'm delighted to welcome Director here in Dallas. We have met and then we saw he's doing well and everything he told us is happening. And by the way, my name is Ugochukwu Uzokwel. I'm from Agluzibo in Anyocha local government, Anambra State, which is in Biafra. So I welcome everybody, and especially the director, for coming to see us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You brought me here first to Fort Worth area. Is Dallas, are they the same thing?
Yes.
Are they Kumunne?
Yes.
Okay. That's wonderful. Please.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good night, wherever you are. My name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I am from Arondionyemobi in Uguta, local government area, Biafra land. And by the special grace of God, I am the continental rep for the continent of North America, as well as the national coordinator for the United States of America. I welcome Director, his second coming to the United States, and I thank everybody here, and also thank you all for keeping the time and not giving up and waiting for us to come on live from United States of America. Listening and you're going to learn a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have done excellently well. We must remember that. Please go ahead.
My beloved people of Biafra, all hail Biafra. My name is Ikechukwu Gu, and I'm from Suka, and I live in the state of Oklahoma here in the United States. Some people may say, why do we need Biafra? And the argument is, why do we not need Biafra? Biafra is self-preservation. Survival instinct is the basic instinct of every living organism. Even a plant can self-preserve. And if a lower form of life, such as a plant, can preserve itself from destructions, then in a moral universe, it must be somehow morally right for indigenous people like Biafra to seek their own self-preservation. So I call upon every Biafran here in the United States to please wake up and join this cause. Today, Mr. Director has just announced that Biafra is now on satellite. So this means we are moving on a high dimension. Please, every Biafra in the United States, come out and join this cause, because Biafra is our home, Biafra is our culture, Biafra is our identity, and Biafra is our mission. Thank you, fellow Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, people of Biafra. My name is Kelechi Ohanaja. I'm from Ahiazu, Mbise. Ahiana, Obwe is my village. as you can tell from the accent, I was born and raised in America.
That's very
good. But I'm Biafran to the core.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
And a lot of people ask, given my position, I say this sadly, that I was fortunate enough to be born in America. I have cousins that I speak to, I talk to them, and my cousins tell me, speak for those that can't speak up. We're in a privileged position to where we can speak up, we see how things operate. If anybody ever asks, well, you weren't born in Biafra, why do you care so much about this? I was speaking to my cousin yesterday, and she said something that really stuck out to me. We were just talking about all the struggles that go on with people. Anytime you sit at home, if you're having a good day, and you look at your phone and you see that 234 area code, you say to yourself, oh, Lord, oh, Diego, what's going on?
Exactly, exactly.
And that's what we want to prevent.
Exactly.
And my cousin said something to me that really, really stuck out. She said, you know what, Kelechi? I wish I wasn't born in Nigeria.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. And you have to think about it. Nothing works in that zoo. Nothing works. And this is what we're trying to do. The reason we're here is because we've exhausted every other option, and this is our last option. And we're going to go, and we're going to take this to the death. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. It's an honor. It's an honor to behold people like you, like Gozie as well, we have in the UK, who is... I thought I was mad about Biafra until I met Gozie. Oh, God. He's 100 times worse than me. Please, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Mitchell Legbujo. I'm from Ozaba in Biafra land.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you. We captured them young. That's very good.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, Biafrans, wherever you are. It's a pleasure to have the director here with us. My name is Clement Adendo Okoro. I'm from Arundi Zog in Imo State, Biafra. I'm so happy to be one of the Biafrans that actually understands what it means to try to get our Biafra back. It's a pity that some of us, Igbos, who now live in U.S., feel comfortable because of one thing. They're so selfish because they had opportunity to escape from the zoo. And they forget that they still have relatives who don't have that opportunity to escape. We are only doing this because we're not selfish. We've tried to live with the zoo members, the Yorubas, and the Hausas, and the Fulanis, and those who are from Kwara State we call the Thieves, and whatever other denominations there are, for 100 years. Unfortunately, the last 10 years has been worse than the first 90 years, and it's getting worse. Sometimes you want to ask yourself, how could you be so hated by people you share the same geographical area, that they kill you every day? The last war that we fought, when our hero, Ojukwu, Chukwuemeka Ojukwu, led us to defend our lives, just to protect the Igbos and Biafrans from being exterminated from the face of the earth. He only did it because there was no other option. The Aburi Accord, which some of you may know about, was a discussion as to how to make it one Nigeria. He did everything in his humanly power, being very, very reasonable and dialoguing. But at the end, the only option we have is to fight. Today, we're so happy our director is here. And we are so happy that everything he said that I've listened to, and some of you have listened to, has come to be, and more are coming. So, may God be with us. May Chukwu Abiyama continue to lead all of us, but in the best way, be with our director. No matter what anybody says to the director, he said it to the Biafrans, we will never give up until we get Biafra. Thank you.
Say, Ise, well spoken. Thank you very much. Thank you. Who said we're going to give up? Do they understand? You know, the thing about me is that I read English. I studied. Anybody that went to Library Avenue Primary School will know. Imagine coming from the village, trying to speak English with those who were born abroad, who just came back. You know how difficult it is?
Yes.
Those that have never seen the inside of a farm before. They have not gone to the farm to weed before. But they come to school with flask. I don't know if any of you went to school with that plastic bottle you put water in. The round one. You didn't go to school with it?
Yes.
Eh? Yes. Many, many colors. Plastic. Because by the afternoon, the temperature of the water there will be nearly 90 degrees because of the heat. Eh? When they bring out their own with the cover, you know, like flask. You bring out your own. It's only one. Engineer doesn't know this thing I'm talking about. You know that it looks like a feeding bottle. Eh? Please. We are relentless. Relentless. It means we are not going to stop. Some of you may stop once Biafra comes. I will continue until the name Nigeria no longer exists. That's how much I hate them. Please continue.
Yes, Director, thank you very much. I first have to say welcome to Texas. My name is Martin Chilobe. I am the coordinator of Austin, Texas.
Yes.
And to all dear friends, I say hello to you, wherever you may be. Director, you know, it's, as you said, there's no going back. It's either Biafra or death. If they give up that option, by all means, we must fight to live, because we do have people coming after us. It doesn't end with us, because it didn't start with us. I'm from Newe. Newe is a part of the heartland of Biafra. And hopefully as we progress, we'll have more to say. But now, I just want to introduce myself, so...
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
Yes, thank you very, very much.
Please.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's not that long. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you may be. I'm happy that we are here today to fight for our independence, which is Biafra. And I'm here to call upon every woman. This is not a man's fight. It's not about the men. It's about us, the women, because we are the people that bear this man. And every woman loves their children. We need to come out and fight for the integrity of our children, for the honor of our children, for the lives of our children. I'm sorry, you know, I just got carried away for, you know, what I wanted to say. I forgot to introduce myself.
That's okay. No, not at all.
My name is Grace Kasarachi Ebujo. I was born in Omaha, school Mori in Isingo. I'm married in Ikeduru, in Ozaba local government. Presently, my husband is in Nigeria. He's a lawyer in Owerri. And every day before I pick up my phone to call him, I pray, because I'm not even sure if he'll be able to pick up the phone or not, because every day different stories come
up. Of course.
So please, as I was saying, every woman, for the sake of our children, for the lives of our children, for our own integrity, and for us as women, for us to come out and march forward and fight for our independence and see that at the end of the day that Biafra comes to be, not just coming to be, being and staying forever.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes, please. Yes. Those who can speak, can speak. Yes.
My name is Blaise.
You're from Biafra land.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
My name is Maribel Abujo. I'm from Biafra land.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
My name is
Ebube Ezugo. I'm from Iza in Biafra Land.
Thank you, Iza. Thank you very much.
My name is Tefuya Ezugo. I'm from Iza in Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Come on, Bradley.
Yes.
My name is Bradley Abugio, and I'm from Biafra Land.
What's the matter?
Even the little ones as well. Everyone wants to tell us they're from Biafra, which is wonderful.
Wonderful people of Biafra, this is to tell you how we are supporting this. I'm here with all of my six and my eight children.
That's wonderful.
To support this.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. God bless
thank you.
You. Thank you very
you,
much.
Thank you. Onyisi Anamekelegi, I salute your courage, your brevity and your boldness. Rene Kwokubo Chimezie Nwozuzu, attorney at law here in Dallas. Nga otai ha no na Dallas. Ai hirinne ni ha ho kai ha. Mana enwuru oku ikuru baro uru. Isi ne ihe ai na emia maka ndị dị ndụ, ihe emia maka ndị nwụrụ.
Of course, yes.
So ni here ahuna m na egwa na atagi so ba huri masigo bi ke makọ bi esugo gi ke biko kora ni aka biko.
You're kind
maka ihe na eme dingidingi. What you are doing is wonderful. I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody here. And I have seen your courage. I have seen where you started. And I am looking forward to one day,
yes,
coming to celebrate the country of Biafra.
Yes, sir.
With the international passport, with the visa, with everything that goes with an independent nation.
Wonderful.
Kai, Biafra, brave people of Biafra, as Charles de Gaulle of France put it in 1967, the gallant people of Biafra. Kellen!
Yeah.
Kellen!
Yeah.
Kellezone!
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a Kuromena and a name. I woman. But when a visitor comes, I also pointed it out, our heritage. And I think part of it will be accomplished here. But meanwhile, let's finish with the introduction. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, the way...
Also, I hope you are not preempting me.
Yes.
You are a titled man. Take over from here. Because yes. This is in keeping with the Igbo tradition.
Yes.
Thank you. Cha. Biafra, mama no.
Yeah.
Biafra, Mwano.
Yeah.
Biafra, Zwano.
Yeah.
Biafra, Ktachano.
Yeah.
Biko, no. Nadalas.
Ndewo.
Obo zakunne, siosi madagu mwabu inye agolo. Na, anambara, wane ngoke agluzibo. Na eba.
Yes.
Mwadake jiaka.
Yes.
Biko, dede Biafra. Ifine mejil maafo. Dekifese kulo amam na ndị nebe a kezifesoro n'ogo ya bụ ganlog anụrụ m ọgụ na ịkọta ikpọrọ ikọrọ itu ikọrọ fịọ arọchukwu mere si lesọ ka anyị bezin si ogazia tu amansi ọka ebe ka anọzi tupu agha nke ahụ egwu so o juru m afọ na mfụlụ ka a na-ekwu maka ife gbasara ife Biafra. Biafra dem nobi, dying chain nobi. Then the non Dallas nobi. When they can name Madaka Attorney Wozuzu, Uglora, Nadala saying, innocent. Now was Ukuoma, na internet, Nifendibo. When Okuzeba Fuzana, the director of Radio Biafra, no in a mist. Because in Finneme, a Makajisike. Ogonogonu Kaichel. Ewe mwiki ya ikolo mwaka aeko ife meri no go chie Anekwu, Anthony Gwamna Ogwan will go for 7 years, I think, in Kuja. It's not only 3 years ago, because I'm 4 years old.
You look very young. My goodness.
So, Oblea, Biko, Dick Anthony Sweku, Anejiak, Akani Eboji, Dick Anthony Sweku, Ifa Omagum Naka, Mana I gave me a kifomanane. Innocent. Biko Ige Wologia Kitchen is Konya no no ni on your bianka. Biko ni who's na make no this who symbia. Newi Aaron is Ogunia Nsuka sector, although very important.
Very, very
Oguta. And I agree with the one. Okay. Oh, Guta. You're innocent. Because we're logic in here.
Yes. Thank you very much. For those thank who you. May be wondering, this is a ritual. So, because we're in a town hall meeting, we have to do this because I don't think I've been to many places. When you travel. They can bring out soft drink, which we call mineral, and a few other things. But they always forget this. But this is very, very important where we come from, especially given the poignancy of the place I went to perform the pilgrimage yesterday. And when we got to the river as well, Uchenaji did something with kolanut, which is normal. And things were said, and he also offered them kolanut as well, in keeping with our ancient tradition. People should not despair. Everybody that comes from the current and present territory we refer to as Biafra are all Igbo people. I've been able to prove this, isn't it? Did you see my proof?
Yes. All
the time. Proof. Please go ahead. I'll make it very brief if you may. Go ahead.
Yes. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Biafra kwenu. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Biafra mono.
Yeah.
Kunu.
Yeah.
Kwezunu.
Yeah.
Yes, Director. Before, I just made a brief comment so that everybody here will announce their names to the whole world. But now, we have a call or not to present with our Director to tell you, welcome, Director.
Yes, thank you very much. And in keeping as well, because we want even our non-Biafran listeners to also learn that the reason why we present kolanut is a thing of joy, because there is something that is thicker than water, and that thing is blood. You just don't say it, you celebrate it by the way you receive people. I'm sure some of you here, you offer tea and biscuit. Uh-huh. Or ice cream after dinner, or whatever it is. But I've seen the kolanut, and we'll invite Onyichie Nebak or Gozirania. It's important that he does so, to bless this kolanut, because kolanut doesn't understand English language. It's very, very important that he will bless it for us, so that our people listening all over the world, especially the younger ones, will be able to understand what it means. I am here to anchor this program, and I welcome it in every way you have presented it. Please, if you can come and bless this color note for us, because each year. Yes. We are in a town hall meeting. Do not despair. This is Radio Biafra. We are doing what we have been doing for thousands of years. Please go ahead.
Biko, mu Biafra nu gadi o.
Ise.
Chine agazu nu.
Ise.
Biko nu. Ifu akwa akwa. Ifu enwe enwe. Ange dozo buda imbu Biafra.
He said,
"Upon the double Biafra, I do got an Akanofu, Ubuda Gadeka, Ubudo Ibo, I am Abianian. Even now, no bodo bi mana America, mana London, mana Russia, mana Germany, fancha kadna na Biafra.
He say,
biko nu na chi anyi na chi Biafra ne do anyi biko nu ga yisike o ga do line ne mma. Biko anyi na ye Chineke go nya anyi ogonogo ndo. Nya anyi aru ike, nya anyi ngota, ewe mu ike, mgbakata onu we mi fe ni ne. Anyi ga Chineke na ta na ogbe, anyi ga ta ni ibe. Anyi ga woje. Dike was omanasis word. I got here tatongo tatango like tatudo tatagamiru sana class in wine.
He said, we are very godly people. That is why you were created to worship Chukwu Abiyama. Nothing more, nothing less, and this is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you if you're joining us. And the barrister is also with me. And I'm also expecting to hear from UCHMFO. But before I go any further, I must announce by way of headline this very day that Radio Biafra is on satellite. If you go to the zoo, if you go to Biafra land, all across the whole of West Africa, if you come to North Africa, if you are fortunate enough to be in the strip of coverage in Spain, in Italy, in Germany, in France, you should receive Radio Biafra on satellite. It is a very formidable achievement. And I've asked Ike Chukwenyagu to please put the picture that you and our dear sister Rita Nebog with the rest of the Biafran crew saw at Enugu when you logged into Radio Biafra from where you're listening this very minute. You put it on Facebook. And in every forum and platform where we exist, we will then ask people to do the very simple thing. If your mother is in the village, your father, your uncles, your siblings, all you need to do is to go and acquire this box. That is all you need to do. We will send people to go and mount it for them. The reason why we are on satellite is because we are coming with satellite television as well. So that people will understand, when we tell them about things happening in our land, we can show them. Do you know that people in America, white people in America, do not know that Hausa Fulani people are entering your farms and ravaging your crops? Do you know that they do not understand when you say to them that families are being bereaved every blessed day, that people are dying? We have them on videos anyway. We are not going to show it to them. Nobody will tell our story for us. We are going to tell it ourselves. On this very day, I'm announcing to the world that Radio Biafra is on satellite. It's very simple. If you point your dish to 17 degrees east, that is all you need to do. 17 degrees east, your satellite dish, and you receive Radio Biafra. We are listed, you see it there, Radio Biafra, among other major broadcasters all over the world. That goes to show how formidable we are. And our ground clearance system is still coming. It will be there. Everything we promise you, we deliver on it. Everything. We go over and beyond what we promised to tell people how serious we are about Biafra. We are not like the other people. We are not criminals. We have never been and can never be. The only thing that drives us is to go and get Biafra. And that's why we are here even today in Dallas. And we must proceed. And very shortly, I shall go to the barrister by way of headline that Radio Biafra is now on satellite. All you need to do is to point your dish to 17 degrees east. I don't know how they're going to bomb it or explode it. Satellite is orbiting the earth, traveling at over 1,000 miles per hour. I don't know how they're going to catch it. It is too late. As I told you people a while ago, every bad person pack your things and go on exile. Very, very simple. To avoid the bloodshed that is to come. Pack your things and go. You see how it is game up for Wazirike. It's finished, isn't it? We have his videos. We are going to put it on satellites and the whole world will see it. So if you're close to him, you tell him to leave. Ojos or Carlo, Rochas or Crocha, there are all dead men walking. They should go so that our land can be restored to its original state of holiness.
cleansed, completely cleansed. Agasachia will clean it and dry it up and make it a place fit for Chukwu Abiama's name to be mentioned. That is our land. It's called Biafra. We can never die. They can't kill us because we've done nothing wrong to anybody. Nothing. We have not conquered anybody. We have not forced anybody to speak Igbo language. We are even the ones that went to their places to develop it, to go and trade. So the only crime, if they take us now to court, if you ask them, why are you killing Biafrans? Why are you killing Igbo people? They will say, because they change their clothes all the time. They look after their women. Their women dress better than our women. That's, is there any other reason?
No. They're
hard-working people blessed by Chukwu Abiama. And we woke up on time. And that is why he's with us. By way of headline, gunmen kill 117, displaced 708 persons in Katsina. I've been watching CNN since yesterday. They have not reported it. You know what they reported? They said that they named Sanusi an anti-graft campaigner, anti-corruption crusader, CNN. Do you know that CNN have not said anything about Sanusi's missing $300 million that he stole? CNN did not say anything about Umaru Diko, about Buhari, about Babangida's refinery in Ivory Coast. But CNN was interviewing Okonjo-Iweala, asking her how come $20 billion is missing. Very soon they can all go to hell because we have our own. We will present our own version of truth to the world. Right now, if you have a satellite at home, you should be listening to my voice. If you're in Spain, I'm sure Nonso, he has the technology. He can stay in his sitting room and ask his dish outside to perform wonders. Ask your dish to go and find you a MOS 5 satellite, 17 degrees east. You'll be hearing my voice. You see Radio Biafra listed on the listings, and you hear my voice. They'll be wondering, oh my God, where did they get the money from, isn't it? They'll be wondering. They'll be saying which politician is supporting them. I'm sitting in front of some of them here in Dallas today, the politicians that gave us the money to be on satellite. Akunu Neba, the politicians that support us. We told them we are formidable. Gunmen kill 117 and display 708 persons in Katsina. Boko Haram is at it again. Maiduguri mortuaries are filled up. Remember when I told you that even hell are rejecting people coming from Nigeria? You know hell, hellfire. Satan said he doesn't even want people from Nigeria anymore. That is why the mortuaries are overflowing. And many more are going to die as a result. The Zamfara commissioner assassinated. Does that sound like a shock to you? All of them are going to die. When I tell you something, write it on a piece of paper. It may sound fantastic, but after a while, you see it come to pass. I am promising you this. Hausa Fulani land will be laid to waste. Somalia will be better than it. You see Yoruba people, Yoruba, the way they will suffer. They will wish they weren't created in the first place for daring to kill the children of God. You know, God is very funny. He will send you to go and kill his children. And then after that, he will come for you and ask you, why did you do it? I sent you, but why did you do it? Remember what happened to Babylon. Babylon was decimated for attempting to march into the temple that Solomon built to Chukwu Abiama to go and trash it. Look at what happened to Babylon. The same thing will happen to Hausa Fulani people. And there'll be no pity. Do you see what Russia is doing? Why is everybody running, keeping quiet? It's because Russia is strong. Why is Britain not saying anything? Because Russia has nuclear arsenal. I say to black people all the time, even here in America, the basis for unity and equality is whatever a white person can do, I can do it. If you cannot do what they can do, I'm sorry for you. You are inferior to them. Can anybody attack Russia? They can do as they like. They can cajole. You can plead with them to withdraw. That tells you. So Russia is saying that Crimea has every right to be free. Is that correct? So who is Crimea compared to Biafra that existed even before maps started, before they started drawing maps? On the 30th, I will shock the world. I have a revelation to make on the 30th. Convincing and final confirmation as to where you come from, who you are, without question, with facts and figures. I will trace it from the beginning to the end on the 30th of May of this year. You will come out, you will spread this very gospel. You will tell them that we want Biafra and nothing is going to stop us. Not even the complacency of some people here in the USA can stop us. We're even too much here today. In fact, you've surprised me. I didn't think you were going to be this number, honestly, but you've done very well. Immigration job test. Over 16 feared dead. Even when you go to look for work, you die. Even when you go to apply, if other application, you can write it, you die off there. That is the zoo for you. Commissioners assassinated. They are beginning now. The mayor of Kano is outside the country. They will chase him and they will kill him. I told Buhari, you are funding Boko Haram. When they run out of things to kill, they will come and kill you. Go and look at the history of every jihadist movement in the world. That is the way it goes. Even the Taliban in Pakistan as well. Go and ask them. Death toll will continue to mount until you go and get Biafra. That is why we are here, to preach this very gospel, to enlighten you, to inform you, to educate you, to let you know that Biafra is going to come. That is why we are here, to let you know that every dime, every penny you give to us, we put it to judicious use, even more than your own very expectation. That is why today we are on satellite, because we are unstoppable. We are untouchable, because... You must know that very well. Everything you do is with you. As long as your hands are clean, as long as you're honest, as long as you do not do anything contrary to the laws of nature, as long as you're a true Biafran, there is nothing you touch that will not be blessed. After all, you came from him. That was my challenge to Chukwu Abiyama. If we have done everything right, then you will give us Biafra. If not, you kill all of us. Very simple and neat. Rather than be here a slave to Ndiawosa. Nonsense. Our lines will soon open after the analysis from the barrister. And also we'll go around here for people to speak. Barrister said I shouldn't talk about somebody who is not well educated, who is lying. Our veteran spoke a while ago here. He mentioned the sectors where he fought. Because as you're fighting the... they're deploying you to other areas. I was looking forward to seeing somebody that swam, the lone survivor. I couldn't see him here. I'm looking for him to show me the bullet in his heart. He said it's not him. The lone survivor that swam away after machine gun mowed down, is it 59 other people? Or is it 49? 59. With bullet in his chest, he was swimming. Superman in America. The first black person in America to carry a file and a pen from one office to the other. Carrying file from one office to the other. I was hoping to find him here. He's not here because he's a coward. I said I am without fear before my enemies. I will preach this gospel anywhere. The same way on the 30th of May, I will go to my land to preach this gospel to the whole world. Just give us your support. You see what we will do. If you ask us to buy one container of arms, we'll buy six. I'm telling you the truth. That is the gospel truth. Get people in America to support this very struggle. Then you will give you Biafra before even December of next year. They will run away with one simple thing, truth. With the truth, only the truth, simple truth, nothing more, nothing less. They will have nowhere to hide. When they have nowhere to hide, you are free. That's all. Because we want to ask Britain, very simple, what makes a Scottish person more special than me? Why should they be allowed to contemplate independence when you will not let me be free? Why are you experimenting with me? I'm going to ask the Her Majesty, the Queen, are you God? Why are you playing God? If God decreed it that I should be part of the empire you will control, my name would have been Marvin or Stephen. But I'm not. I'm an Nnamdi Kanu. In other words, I speak Igbo language, you speak English. You are not related to me in any way, shape, or form. Chukwu Abiama made it so that I may worship him and that you may worship whatever thing that they place in front of you, because Europeans cannot worship spirit. They don't understand it. That's why they mix the son, the father, everybody, the sister, the mother, the uncle, everybody mix together. We are born in the spirit. If you go to Igbo landing, you will know that we are spiritual people. You know that they said that at a time they used to hear the jangles of their chain. People used to run from that place. They say they can still, that their ghosts still haunt the place. They'll be hearing jangles of chain until they went and prayed at that very spot. But some of you left that. World Igbo Congress is in Houston. Is that Texas, isn't it? Which is a front for buying houses for corrupt people. They did not go there to build anything. They went to Virginia. Gano Laja, Virginia. Mud house in Virginia. I asked one of them yesterday. He said it's like a museum. I asked him, you know, that's the thing about black people and English language. I asked him, can you define a museum for me? He said it's a place where you hold artifacts, things that remind you of what existed. Is that correct? That is English language now. In my grammar school. That's where you keep artifacts, things to remind you of what existed. Why did you go to Virginia to go and build a mud house? It is because Igbo land no longer exists. That's what you're saying to the world. And God will punish them for that. They will live here and they will die in this country. All of them that built that nonsense there. When God's kingdom is existing. Did the Israelites go and build little Israel anywhere in the world? Every day they will lament and weep and hope for the day they will return to Jerusalem. Not Jerusalem, for your information. Then Kagano Laja. They called for opening ceremony of the place. People celebrating stupidity and ignorance. I'm in America, so I will preach the truth here, of course, as I do wherever I go to. Radio Biafra is here to relieve you of your burden, of your sins, and return you back to your father. If they have any sense, they should allow those structures to rot away. But they've taken money. And some are still collecting money because of it. That is why they won't leave it. But they will die there, like Lot's wife. All of them, they will perish. And they cannot stop us, you see, because we are unstoppable. Satellite is even minor. We are going to surprise everybody. 2014, you will then know how serious we are. This is Radio Biafra, and the barrister has remained with me. I will ask him to please come in and try to tell me how he analyzed this news before, because I was flying all the way from Atlanta to Dallas. He will tell me his understanding of this news, Boko Haram killing every blessed day, Commissioner shot dead. He will try to tell me why mortuaries are overflowing with dead bodies. Barrister will try to make me understand why our people, some of them in the USA, are still reluctant to support a very noble cause like ours, when we have even placed them on satellite for the very first time, as our veteran was here. Now, Golfo, not Jubu. People on satellite are listening to him. As you spoke your names here, your voice will bounce up into a satellite orbiting this very earth and come down again. Even Biafra is closer to God as we speak. Okay. Barrister, please come in.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. And thank you, all of you out there in Dallas. Director, first of all, let me welcome the libation brought down before you. May opening of Kolanut brought about before you. I remember, Director, you usually say once people from the United States step in and people in Germany steps in, we are very close to restoring Biafra. And this is happening before us. No matter the amount of people from the United States coming in, their volume, but the little we have, we make it big, Director. The people from the United States are supporting. We have a lot of our executives in that particular nation. We are so grateful. For the little amount of nomads are coming out, they will tell others to join them in. And they will, because they are all Biafrans. Director, we need to re-educate our people, and that's why Radio Biafra was established in the first place. Our people have been destroyed mentally, enslaved physically. Malcolm X told us to take it easy while we are educating our people. And that's what we're doing. Before, I remember what you used to say about people in the United States, but they're gradually coming up. I told you, Director, don't give up. They will come out, and they are coming out. They are coming out on the day, Director, that you announced we have a satellite. In Biafra land, yet Biafra has not even been restored. Imagine, when we get home, what will happen? Director, let me not be carried away by the announcement of these satellites, because many more are coming. Let me focus on the death, the killings that is ongoing in the zoo. Director, we speak on Boko Haram here on a daily basis. We condemn any killing, whether Boko Haram against Boko Haram, Boko Haram against the zoological army, or army killing Boko Haram, or Boko Haram killing Christians, and of course the Biafrans. We condemn any bloodshed. We have told the government of the zoo to give Boko Haram their Sharia law, but it will not stop there. As I said earlier, when I was with Uche Mefo, the deputy director, our supersonic engineer, when I was talking with him, I said, even if they give Boko Haram Sharia law, it will not stop there. They will still carry on killing.
That is correct. Because until they convert all of you, until they convert you,
Director, they will carry on killing. Therefore, we cannot yoke with these people, regardless. They have killed on to a point, it becomes meaningless. Our lives are no longer worth anything at all. Of course, the Western world are not protesting it, that's why. Chukwuebioma, look at the speed of our progress. To get a satellite at this point in time, imagine what happens when we step in to restore Biafra. Director, I see, what will be, will be. And whatever goes up will surely come down according to the law of physics. We are putting it in practice. We have people around us. We have supporters. We have Biafrans. Director, we are making inroads on a daily basis. We are having Biafrans coming all over the world to recommend and to commend and to support, assist what we do here already with Biafra. You are the governor. And you are moving around. Some people thought that we are kidding here, but gradually it's unfolding. Director, when you see the spirit of Biafra, that's why I have to commend the libation that was poured before you in the United States. There has been a place when you say, where did our people go? It's the United States of America. They took our people in slavery, in plantation, in Brazil, scattered all over the world. But, Director, the die is cast. We are coming back home. We are restoring Biafra. If our satellite could start broadcasting, what else? The transmitter will also be put in
very
for
imminent,
all our people to.
Very, very imminent, of course.
Thank you. That will be what our people will wait for next. You tune in your transistor radio. You hear me talking. You hear, Director, and all of our people talking and explaining. Our history will be recapped. We will tell our stories by ourselves. Yes, fair enough, they've refused. They have denied reporting how our people have been killed. But if it happens in the Western world, just one individual, they'll commit every hand on deck to fish out whoever is the criminal. But we die on a daily basis. Our lives, the lives of Biafrans are no longer anything anybody can talk about. But, Director, the old adage our forefathers used to tell us, if you say your thing is a thing, it becomes as it is. But if you say your thing is a mighty thing, it becomes mighty. We regarded Biafra as a mighty nation, and that is what we are bringing it to. Our enemies will see, they will run. Because why? We have the truth. Well, whatever you do, you can commit any crime. If you kill somebody, that particular crime is unforgivable. The Afrans do not shed blood. Boko Haram should stay on their own. They can kind of clean themselves. Go to everywhere where there is interest of influence of the Muslims and the Islam. They are always killing. They are always fighting. Why can't they be at peace? Why? We don't want all this killing around us anymore. Biafra is coming, and it's coming with speed. It's coming with a powerful effect. It's going to be like an earthquake. People will stand aside and see, anyway, what is going on. Director, I'm fired up with the announcement of this satellite. Look at Rita Animogo telling us about what is happening in Imo State, where I came from. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are now on land, picking our children and killing them. For what reason? What is the justification for such killings?
I blame those in America for that. I blame those in America for that. And the effects of cheap food.
Director, it is the fault of all of us. It is the fault of all of us that we allow all this evil to carry on for such a long time. It's our fault, no single individual, no single state. It's the fault of all of us. We believe in bribery. We believe in taking and looking away while evil is being perpetrated against our own people. It's the fault of all Biafrans, those at home who collect money, those Ohanezes who are being bribed by Golo Jonathan. They are fighting with money. But none of them has ever raised an eyebrow. Why are my people being killed on a daily basis? None of them have ever said, why are my people being killed on enough? Church is burned down. They are ready to fight over billions. Shame to all of them. And of course, as we come forth, all of them will disappear and will be heard no more. I remember when the people of Israelites, we are moving, and they come to the Red Sea. They said, oh, Warren, Moses, where are you taking us to? Look, these people are coming after us. He said to them, fear not. For the people of Egypt you see today, you will not see them again tomorrow. Director, that's where I stand. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The reason I blame those in America is because to whom much is given, much is. So all those send-off we did was for nothing. We did send-off now. For some of them that came here. Then we do send-off. The send-off we did was to send you off to go and get something and bring it back. Not to send you off and you remain there. And then concoct a story. You have two bullets in your chest and one on your leg. And you're carrying file from one office to the other in Texas for other people. When kidnappers are running riot in your village. Unacceptable. This is Radio Biafra. Our line shall open. If you wish to call us, the number to call is +1 240 217 7185. Our normal studio number here in the USA, +1, which is the code for US, 240 217 7185. You can also call us via Skype, which is just simply Radio Biafra. You don't even need to add us. Just call us and we'll pick your call. And our people are here. And they shall speak because they asked Radio Biafra to come here. And because we are here, anything they want to say, they are at liberty to say it. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, hello. Good evening, Director from France. This is Chuka Makarujuku calling from France. I'm from Alo in the new Republic of Mekamara State in Biafra land.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I don't have enough, a lot of things to say. I just want to rectify some certain doubts that is in the heart of our brothers, you know, because somebody who called where the report broadcast was coming out from London. you know, our people are afraid of the 30th of May when we are going to bury our dead, and they cry to Chukwuebiamah. I just want to rectify some certain doubts in their mind, whatever that might be worrying them about having documents or not, because some people are still doubting, they are still afraid of coming up that day, because this thing is going to, you know, let some people withdraw from this cause of Biafra or something. All the Biafrans all over the world, if you know you are not having any documents, I am assuring you this evening that you should not worry yourself. Only what you have to do, because I was once in your shoe, the way your situation many years ago, and I have the experience, and believe you me, I know what I'm saying, and I know what I'm talking about. If you don't have any documents, only what you got to do is make sure that any documents, you don't have any documents. If I say any documents, whether passport, that true passport, Nigerian passport, if you are having it, tear it and throw it away. Don't have anything that carries a picture that is coming out from that zoo. You must tear everything away. And if you have gone there, maybe in the foreign office, and tell them that you are a Nigerian, you can easily go back to that place and tell them that you are a Biafran. If Radio Biafra can provide some documents to give them, like maybe some attestation that these people are Biafrans. These people should carry on with this. And if any policeman or any immigration catches you on the street, the first thing they would do, if you tell them that you are a Biafran, what they would do, they would detain you, and the letter, they would take you to Nigerian embassy to seek for what they call TC form. Without this TC form, they cannot deport you to anywhere. And if eventually they got any passport, any Nigerian passport on you, you are gone. They have the right to deport you. Or any identity card that is showing Nigeria on it, they have to deport you to that Nigeria. But if you don't have any documents, you are not deportable. They will try to intimidate you by taking you to that zoo, the Nigerian embassy in that place you are. And Nigerian embassy, if at all Nigerian embassy issues them TC form, then you tell the world. Because that Nigerian embassy doesn't have right to issue a person who is saying that he is not a Nigerian a TC form. Because sometimes they collect some bribe from all these people to issue that DTC form. Then we will come up with it, and you will see we shall defend you. Wherever you are, we will see what to do. And they do not be afraid, because if we are looking at this, these people are very stupid, and they look at what is happening in Russia. Russia is now the same country that is telling a Crimea, I don't know what they call Crimea or what, for a referendum. Forgetting that they are the same Russia that we are fighting against Biafra. When a Nigerian Biafra war was going on, they were supporting Nigeria. And today they are pushing these people to vote for referendum, whether they will be attached to Ukraine or to Russia. And without this, knowing that it's not even for a long time, that Russia and the Chechnya, we are fighting for separation or something like that. They do not want them to go. But today you see all these complicating things. Do not be afraid. This is a time for us to march and take what belongs to us. And whosoever that shall touch you, remember I told you and I said, if you have anything, if you know you don't have any documents, and if you have anything pertaining to Nigeria, please, can
lick
it up. That they come out on the road.
I agree with you, Ojukwu. Stay where you are. I agree with you completely. You tear it up, of course. What are you doing with something with Nigeria on it? Can't you see those even that went to look for jobs are dying? Talk less of you with their passport or their document. People that went to look for jobs are dead. Only that on the form they wrote Nigeria on it. How we go? They are dead. Talk less of carrying their passport. It's death sentence now. Don't you know that? We have a caller on the line. Ojukwu, stay where you are, please. You give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Can you hear me, please? I can hear you. So is the whole world and our people here in Dallas, in Texas.
Well, thank you very much. I am glad you succeeded in getting online to the studio today. A lot of people have been calling and asking, because every Biafra is pregnant as of now, and today we've moved another step further. I want to thank the editor, I want to start by thanking Biafra for making it possible for us to come on satellite. And I also want to thank you, Director, for having driven us this far. I want to thank all the members of the editorial board, the coordinators, reps, and the executive council members. I also want to thank all national and zonal coordinators and all Biafrans for their commitment and their total support in this restoration drive. I just want to speak on the announcement you've made on us getting down onto satellite. I want to tell everybody that has been receiving messages on how to get our station on satellite. For those who within the Zoom and those in Biafra land, please, I think it's more preferable to use Strong, not DSTV, Strong, that's my TV. And the version should be SRC 4922A. It's about 10,005 here. I don't know how much it will be where you are. But if you get a Strong, my TV product, whether you already have any other dish, it doesn't matter. Just get the my TV decoder. The version is SRC 4922A. If you get it with the frequency channel to east, 70 degrees east, on a MOS 5, you should be able to listen to us live and direct. And for anyone having further worries on getting it connected, please contact every necessary official to help you get it installed.
Ikechukwu, I'll help you. Ikechukwu, I intend to help you. If you want this very equipment installed, remember it is a satellite receiver. In other words, Radio Biafra and Biafra Television will also come there in due course, so that the world can see in pictures what we've been talking about. All those things we've been saying, we are going to put all the pictures on TV. When I tell you Wazirike is a rogue, I'm going to put it on satellite TV so the world can see where he's stealing. As soon as they open the port and dip their hand, you catch them there. So they won't know what to do with it. If you want this thing installed for you, it's very easy. Contact your local zonal coordinator, your national coordinator, or your rep. People will go to your village, to your father's compound, and go and install it for your mother, your sister, your brother, whoever is there. Very simple. Within 2 hours, you'll be able to receive Radio Biafra satellite. And once we get up to 20,000 that subscribe to this, there is something Oyibo will give to us, which we are not at liberty to tell you. Then in here, man, only 20,000 people. We need 20,000 dishes. So the best thing for you to do is contact your local coordinator. They will contact the people back home. They'll go to your village and install it. Once we install up to 20,000, the zoo is finished. Nigeria Gabasa within a matter of weeks. We know what we are doing, you see. You know, people said the Awa Aguche is something you do, you use with your brain to fight. We agree. And we will operate 24 hours. You know that? On satellite. Now we're on satellite now in the villages. 24 hours will be on air. Ibibiefik, Ananga, every language, people, culture, music, Asuche is doing very well, will be represented. So that Chinua Achebe, I think it was in America that he died. He wrote,
he said there was a country. You know, that man is something special. He left it for us to complete the rest of the sentence. So it is now up to you, this present generation, if that country will be east or worse. You know, he said there was a country. From the Nagahan school, there was a country. English language. There was a country. He told you the name of the country is Biafra. It is now for you, present generation, to determine if you take out wars and put east there or not. He has done his own job and is gone. And we have picked up the mantle. And as long as Chukwu Abiyama is God, there must be Biafra. Because he does not fail. He makes a promise and he keeps it. So we are holding him to the promise he made in the Bible. Not here, say, we don't go to native doctor. To the holy book. You said in Deuteronomy chapter 30, only if we can abandon our wicked and evil ways and come back to you. That's what he said. And what are those bad things we are doing? Selling people, stealing public funds, you embezzle it and say to hell with people. Bribery, all these vices. And that is why we said to him, yes, we can get all those things, get your land purified. But you need to give us the men, the women, the material to do this very wonderful work. We're not afraid to do it. But give us the people to do it. And lo and behold, today our office is functioning at Enugu. The only people with the headquarters at Enugu, mind you. We have people coming from all over the world volunteering their houses that we may stay in it. You have people volunteering their cars even. I think my father wanted his car back the other day. My mom said, the way I looked at him, he stopped talking. That's all. She told me, I just looked at him and he stopped complaining. He said everything is okay. Our women are important to us. Very, very critical to us, please. Did anybody else come in before I go to the line? Iketuku, you have to bear with me. Biafrans are here and they want to speak, please. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone before I go to the new people, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Obidi Obiengu. I'm calling from Los Angeles. Actually, hail from Oba in Idemili local government in Biafra land.
Thank you.
And then thank you so much. I've been trying to call in for the past few days, but I know you're very busy because I know that millions of Biafrans are calling from all over the world. I just want to say congratulations to all Biafrans. And I just want to thank your brothers over there in Dallas who are hosting you right now. We're still looking forward for tomorrow. We're expecting you here in Los Angeles, Monday. Yeah, thank you so much. But anyway, I have been listening to the discussion for the past few days regarding this agency called IHDK and everything. I call him a inch because he's a combination of a goat and inch. So the best classification is a inch because he doesn't make sense, actually. He's calling you selfish while he is the one that is very selfish because he has not done anything for his people. But anyway, I just want to call him out. I know he's listening right now. I just want to let him know or tell him to call police for the Biafrans that are gathered in Los Dallas right here. And if he cannot do that, we'll welcome him to call police for us for the upcoming broadcast tomorrow in Los Angeles. Once again, I will say thank you, and thank you, Biafrans all over the world. I see that what we are doing, the restoration of Biafra is coming up as soon as that's within, even, sooner than we think. So, encouraging every Biafran to double up their effort and continue doing what you're doing. And man, thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear brother. And I shall be with you people tomorrow in Los Angeles. Things are happening in America. And they are waking up. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. And you have seen Yoruba people. They say they don't like money. They have gone, they started announcing on Twitter that if you want to get Radio Biafra on satellite in Nigeria, you come and buy equipment from them. Do you see it? And we are placing it on record, Ike Chukwu. We are placing it on record. Please, Uchenna Onyema, you must inform every coordinator. If you buy any set-top box from Yoruba people, anything that happens to you is not our business. You must go through your national coordinator. Nothing to do. Just go to your nearest coordinator, Zonu National. They will go to your village and install it for you. So why do you need to go to Yoruba people to do it? They will plant something in your box. And you will regret the day you were born. They are Yoruba. They are Yoruba. Even the way their name sounds. They are Yoruba. You have to be very, very careful. Please go and let them know. The only place you can come to and get a box fixed in your house tomorrow is go to your nearest national coordinator, very clean, and say, this is my village. I want this satellite installed in my house, and we shall do so. This is Radio Biafra. We must acknowledge those that came. Is that correct, please? We have to acknowledge them, please. Or they have to acknowledge Biafrans. Biafrans all over the world, they are listening. They are listening, please. We have millions upon millions of people listening, and we are very proud of who we are as a people. We are the children of God. This is Radio Biafra, and we are in Dallas. We are in Dallas, please. Just the name and where he comes from will suffice.
Aha, Sagiba Tomunakwe, our Monishuji, Umwak, Nolu Zone. Why am not here? And I be Dallas. I mean, I'm in Texas. So, Obi Dimoto, Nihainano, Nihana, on internet. Now, I'm here and I'm mad. So, Mwana no ma de mundum ba ala ara biafra ara hunmi ihe na anyam odi manya hu ihe na hu be dimbo na jere merala ojuku ale ele yego won na ndusu na azu ha merala gbo innocent defenseless innocent people gbo ha abomination awolowo sukwania may blockage Germany. Stop walk arm. The Christians issue Europe ne put the eye
on. That's correct, yes.
Block oil. Machuku merebre. Nya ndi wokugishi. Aga mepekwanam odu ubele nuli. Kia woni na balkani jibu putra ebu fetra relief. Na ngwa inhemia inheni na ogu. Upon that, haga tokwa ban haga mehene. Destroy the choir. Ngadile ha ha mi ha. Mandu jigre jige. Mandu mo ihe. Iho joni lebe. Me ye pushin ye. Ka o wagare huye na. Chine ke ga wasu hafo.
Amen.
Na agade ni hu biko.
Thank you very much.
Kwa nazo.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes, in English if you want to. Anyhow you want to do it.
No. Okay, I'm with Mrs. Cordelia Omunakwe. Dime ku ogule ihe many things nge ku. Na aga na niro. An ma shika chuku goje ni na edunnu. I kwono na azu for the support.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Even in America, very soon even hamburger will take a second place to Biafra. I went to the place of Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Luther King, we went there as well. And he said he had a dream. I also have a dream because I'm in America. I have a dream that one day Biafra will overtake hamburger in the minds of our people in the USA. I have a dream that one day the land of Biafra will be more appealing than a bucket full of ice cream. I have a dream. That one day soda will not make it into the consciousness of our people, but that that very sceptered land, that blessed land, that very land with the only independent inland lake in the whole of Africa, that very land where you find coal and crude oil forming side by side, that land with white and black marble, that land with hills, with valleys, and with flat lands, that very land with great rivers, that very land where men have walked for thousands of years and offered praise and glory to nothing else apart from Chukwuabiama, that the glory of that land may be restored, and that more importantly the dignity of man may be restored, because without Biafra every black person on this earth is blind. Without Biafra, every black person, black American, black Russian, black Ukrainian, black Arabian, you are nothing. Because Biafra is the meridian, the epicenter of everything that you are. We bring light where there is darkness, and that is why they hate us. The CIA knows. That's why they hate us. Because we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. You should have seen a white person when I said I'm an Igbo man yesterday. The eyes lit up. He felt it was an honor to meet people who are Igbo people. Come to St. Simon Islands to honor those that did us proud. Many, many centuries ago, that is the bloodline I come from. That is how I trace my lineage and ancestry. That the same blood that was flowing through the veins of those men and women that said, "We shall not bow before any man," is the same that is coursing through my veins. Because I will not bow before any man, only Chukwuabiama. I am a Biafran. Nothing is superior to me. And I can prove it too. The reason why they don't want to give us Biafra is because they know we'll build Biafra to be the most beautiful place on this earth. They know that very, very well. They understand it very well. I gave them a challenge and I said to them, "Why don't you try us then? Try and see. Why are you afraid? You're using Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba to camouflage, to keep us down. Because you know what we are capable of doing. In my hometown, we give birth to engineers and to doctors. They don't have to go to school. It runs in the family, even in the Israeli family as well. Every great inventor, even under Hitler, every great inventor in this country, every great inventor in Britain, my dear, they are all Israelites. All of them. I said all. I did not say half and half. Because you are the salt of this very earth. And they know it. That is why they hate you. If you hate me, I can't hate myself. No matter the amount of hamburger you place in front of me, nothing can come between me and my country and my land. My land is holy, and I want it that way. I don't want Ochi Zokalu in it. I don't want Rocha Sokorocha in it. I don't want Theodore Oji in it. I don't want Martin Elechi in it. I don't want Jim Webber in my land. And I want E.K. Nwajukwu dead. Openly. Peter Obi. I want to see him on a stick. You know, we put fire. We put fire under him. The fire will be roasting him gently. That man is from the pit of hell. But our people don't understand. Because the same holy book you read said out of his anger he has made them to recognize lies instead of truth. And we are here to take you back to truth. This is Radio Biafra. Who has something to say here before I go to the lines? Please, Yodu. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. I greet you once again. My name is Iruanya Clifford, and I'm from Arondio Nyemobi in Uguta, in Biafra land. I have three things to say quickly. Number one is, I want to inform Biafrans and friends of Biafra who are listening to this broadcast. Please, if you have anybody in Biafra land who owns a satellite dish,
If you know anybody that has a satellite dish in Biafra land, call that person, email that person, text message that person, let that person know that Radio Biafra has gone on satellite, that Radio Biafra can be received with a satellite dish. All you need to do is to put it on 17 degrees east or contact the local coordinator or the national coordinator or the African rep or Ikechukwu Enyiagu, and you will get the information. Now, the second thing I want to talk about is on those who said that we are not on the ground. And people keep writing that we don't have anybody on the ground, we don't have nothing on the ground, and that nobody is aware of Radio Biafra activity. We have put them to shame. Right now, as we speak, Radio Biafra is broadcasting through satellite dish. And I know, given the fact that I visit Biafra land often, more than 40 to 50% of Biafrans own satellite dish. So if they angle their satellite dish to that 17 degrees east, or contact their local coordinator, or Mazi Kechukwu Enyiagu, they will receive Radio Biafra live. And something that director, you know, kind of glossed over is the fact that it's not just that Radio Biafra is on satellite. Radio Biafra is on 24-hour broadcast. It is not
amazing.
Because that director cannot operate on 24-hour basis. That's why we have the usual 7 p.m. to maybe 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. live broadcast. But outside that, before that time and after that time range, you can still tune to Radio Biafra and receive 24-hour broadcast. And from what director told me, we're going to rebroadcast the previous broadcast we had.
That is correct. That is correct, yes.
So you tune Radio Biafra anytime.
And engineer, let me help you. If those of you in Dallas can get together and have a program, what do you think is a radio program? It's people discussing. That's all. We can record you discussing. Please, you can get together here. Even here. Dallas can give us a program. Houston can give us a program. How many things do we have here and the world is hearing us? How many? We'll show you how to do it. We capture you in London and we relate to the whole world. We can decide to discuss. I've been asking myself, why with so many Olo people outside, who are the ones left in the village? Tom Waka especially. How many? I'm telling you, don't you listen to Radio Biafra everywhere now? Anyway, we're going to say introduce Omwaka. Hey, maybe we can have a program as to find out how we can get them to go home. So you can have a program. I'm sure engineer can look into that. Please go ahead.
Yes, the last thing I want to say, and which is very, very critical, I want every Biafran to please pause now and listen to what I'm telling you. I have been in the oil and gas industry for the past 20 years. And I'm still working there. I want to let every Biafra know that if we get Biafra, by the time we get Biafra, it's not if, by the time we get Biafra, for the next 20 years, the universities in Biafra will not be able to keep up with being able to bring out the workforce. Because yes, there is so much work.
There's so much work to be done.
So much work.
We'll bring in immigrant workers.
And there is money for it. We have the resources. We have the resources. And there's so much work, infrastructure, oil and gas, road, power, construction, industry. If by the time we get Biafra, we will not have the what we have now will not be enough. We are going to be importing migrant workers. Myself, I will definitely be the first person to leave where I'm working now and go back to Biafra land.
Yes, sir.
So that is why we need to help push this Biafra through, because there will be no such thing as unemployment in Biafra land.
Why?
Because the job availability will surpass the number of people that are available. I am telling you this from experience. Even in the oil and gas industry alone, we will not have enough people to work in there. We are even going to import. Therefore, come out, support this Biafra restoration process so that we get our Biafra and go back and enjoy in that kingdom of God on earth.
He said, this is Radio Biafra. We are here. Please continue speaking because we are closing at 6 this time here. Please go ahead.
Yes. My fellow Biafrans all over the world, once again, my name is Onyeka Chukwu Ugochukwu Maram. Reside here in Dallas. And by the grace of God, the coordinator here in Dallas, and foremost, are originally from Mbudi. That's my fatherland, in Biafra land. I want to use this opportunity to tell the people of Biafrans all over the world, especially here in Dallas and Fort Worth. I've been emailing everybody, calling on phones, sleepless night, here and there, every time on the phone, calling people, sending messages, going to their organizations, village meetings, where they are eating the jollof rice, uncooked jollof rice with a coleslaw salad, and drinking a lot of soda anyway, and Heineken.
Iche fola patokoko, drumstick.
And whenever I talk to them, what they're saying is, we are waiting. When Biafra comes, then they join us. This is a call. It's a wake-up call. Today is a history-making. Today is a day of remembrance. One. Today is the day I saw director sitting in front of me. And this day in my life, I will not forget it. And the best of it, of today, here in Dallas, people have to notice this, is where director announced that Biafra is on satellite. Please.
Very lucky. And in America, of all places, in America.
People don't know how honored I am to be the one hosting director, hosting the whole world of Biafrans, listening when our honorable director announced this magnitude of what he did for the Biafrans. God, may God, Chukwu Abiam, I bless your director.
And all of you.
And while we are calling people, as director said, we don't need a lot of people anyway. I could remember in the Bible, there was a time the Israelites are going to the war. What did the Bible told us? What the history said? Before they went to the war. Some of us here will read the Bible. They asked God, how are we going to go to this war? And if we're going to this war, we're not sure if we can win this war. Because we don't have a man that can do this. God told them, go to that river. Take men, everybody that go to that river. If he uses his hand and put the water up and drink it, he's going to the war. If you put your mouth on that water, leave that person behind. Of today, anybody that hear the word of director and hear about Biafra and comes out are those ones that use their hand and drink the water. And if the Biafra comes, it will be a historical to them, for their generation. To say, yes, my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, they did their own thing, but today it happened in my face, and I'm one of the ones that make it happen. God will give us a blessing, and the glory will continue us to bless that family. Wherever you are, if you don't want to come out, we're not begging you. I said, well, most are called, but few are taken. We're calling everybody, but what you want is few. But I'm promising everybody on this earth of today, the whole world, hearing me right now, as innocent Mana Monyeka Chuku, Ugo Chuku, hear that name Ugo Chuku. If it's only me here in Dallas, I will carry this cross till I die. I am carrying this cross for Biafrans. I'm carrying this cross for my children. I'm carrying this cross for my wife. I'm carrying this cross for unborn children, generation to come. But of today, I am so happy that it's happened in my face, and I will never relent. My honorable director, thank you. You are here in Dallas. Thank you for what you have been doing for us. May God bless and chukwu abiyama. Thank you, all Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Please
well
go ahead.
Spoken indeed. Well spoken indeed, Mwazi Ugochukwu. This is Chilobe again from Austin. We are very, very happy to be here. Okay, we're very, very happy to be here, and thank you for welcoming us. And Director, thank you once again. It's an honor, really, to be in front of you and in front of all the your friends here. It's a great honor. And just to underscore what's been said already about the satellite, it's quite an achievement because it's not really easy. It's a quantum leap in the field of communications. Because what we've done right now is something that some countries have never even been able to do.
That is correct. That is correct, yes.
And so you hear some people saying we are not together, that we don't help each, that we are too divided. And you wonder, what is it that they want? Do they want us to come someday and say that we are everyone 100% has agreed to do a certain thing? Where in the history of mankind has that ever happened? It's never happened.
Never.
The case is always that many are called but few are chosen. And in our cause, it's not going to be any different. We have achieved something that some countries that have been independent for a long time were unable to do. Director, as I said the very first time that I talked to you, I said, if I lived to be 1,000 years, I could never thank you enough. And so when you have some people, some wise guys called to chastise you on the platform that you provided, it becomes amazing. It makes you wonder. And they make accusations. People with little mind. I hate mediocrity. You provide the platform, they come on it, get up on it, and chastise you and make accusations, point fingers, because you accord them the opportunity, the tool for them to do so. How marvelous. Radio Biafra indeed.
Yes.
This is not just a radio station, unless somebody has been sleeping. This is an institution of an advanced learning. That's what Radio Biafra is. It's more than a radio. It's a place where you learn more than you will ever learn from any media. All of them combined. And so when people make statements, they say whatever they want, because they can say it and get away with it. You provided the platform. Did they have the opportunity to do so yesterday? The answer is no. Never in our history have we had a forum like this, a medium that allows us to talk to the world and the world respond to us.
It's never happened before.
In our history.
Never.
So when you have fools, people with mediocre mentality, they patrol their certificates or degrees or tell you how much of graduates that they are, graduates of the School of Idiocy with their certificates from the Faculty of the Brain Dead. They know it all. Sometimes you wonder, what is it that they want exactly? For things to continue the way they are?
Terrible.
I hate mediocrity. I despise it.
Same as me.
And you know,
There's an adage in Biafra land, in Igbo, that if you translate it to English, it will be something like, through a man's deeds, his mental capacity is appraised. Something like that.
That is correct.
Is it close enough?
Yes. Okay. Correct, yes.
So when somebody opens his mouth and says whatever he likes because he is free to do so, and because Nnamdi Kanu has provided the tool for him to do so, we listen to him. And of course, we appraise his mental capacity. But because he's apt to say whatever he feels like. And so, I don't want to take too much time because there are people that also want to speak. But I want you to thank you very much, Nnamdi Kanu. And I want you to know that, just as one person did say, and correctly so, Biafra is bigger than you. It's bigger than Mazu Gochukwu here. It's bigger than all of us combined. And so whoever threatens you threatens all of us.
Every one of us.
I wonder if some fools can ever understand the meaning. If anybody threatens any of us, that person is threatening all of us.
That is
if
correct.
Anybody threatens to kidnap any of us, that person is threatening to kidnap every one of us.
That is correct.
And so I'll just let it be so that others may have the time to speak. Before I round our cousins in the land of Israel, this is important. This is very, very important. To you I say this, O Israel, that when the curfew tolls, that you do not sit by the corner and let the members of your family, let their future, their destiny be determined by people who are not even worthy. This is a blood thing. We are family. We are genetically related. And I'm not saying this because we want it to sound good. I'm saying it because it's a fact. It's a proven fact. And so when it comes to family, nothing else should matter. Nobody else should be allowed to come and sit on the dinner table while Israel takes a second seat, takes a back seat, and lets somebody else to determine what happens with members of his family. This must not be let to happen. The standing of Biafra will better anchor Israel. This must be noted. And I yield to others.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Before we come to you, I don't know if we've lost them. Perhaps we have lost them. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to reintroduce myself. Can everybody hear me?
Yes,
I just want to reintroduce myself. My name is Kelechi Ohanaja from Ahiazu Mbise. Ahiana Oboe is my village. The fact that I'm from Ahiana, I'm probably saying it terribly, but it's okay. I know the name. I know where I'm from. Yes, exactly. That's where Ojukwu made the most famous speech during the war. And I know the history. And I want to thank Director for enlightening me, just because my position in this movement is different, because I was born and raised here. I know the culture, but just listening to Director, my mindset is a lot different. When I go home every year. Whenever I go home, I see things a lot differently. I remember May 31st, I called Director while I was in the zoo in Biafra land. And I called him and I said, there are people in America that think home is good. You call people in America, they say, oh, what do you think about home? Oh, things are good. Oh, things are good. And I told Director, I said, all those that think things are good, go to the zoo with one of your white coworkers and see what they think of you when you come back.
The litmus test.
It's the litmus test. And then another thing, I ask myself, why is it that our people in America think home is so good? I sit and I think about it. I talk to people. And the reason is, when we go home, you go home for 2 weeks once every 4 years. You go with $1,500 American. You dash everybody. It's Christmas time. Everybody's happy. You give your nephew 5,000 naira. You give somebody else 5,000 naira. You go to the market. You buy big nama. You say, here, take this. Yisuya, inkobi, gura. Everything is good for you. And everybody thinks everything is fine. But then, it's Christmas time. How about you call your relatives in February when their Christmas money is all done and ask them how things are? Whenever you call home, what is the phrase they say? Oh, we're managing. Oh, things aren't easy, oh. We're dying here. And how do I know these things? I talk to people back home. You see, most of the people in my position, they don't even know who their relatives are. They don't even know where they're from. I have cousins that say, I have cousins in America that I don't even know who they are. I've never met them in my life. And these are the
things.
Are
you serious?
Why not? They haven't. If you don't go home, how do you know your people? The fact that I can at least say that I'm from Obe and I know where I'm from. Most people don't know that. Uh-huh. So I thank Director for that. And that's one of the things that I see with Biafra. And one of the other things with Biafra is that Biafra gives me a sense of belonging. A lot of Americans or Biafran Americans have deceived their children into believing that they're American. No matter how much or how well I speak English, I'll never be American.
Amazing. Amazing.
Because even though I speak with an American accent, my Igbo's not too good. As soon as they hear my name, the next question is, so where are you from?
Yes.
Am I an American? Are you asking somebody named Tom Jackson, where is he from?
Yeah.
But Kelechi Ohanaja. Oh, you want to ask him where he's from?
Exactly. And you tell them.
So those are the things that I see, is that I want a sense of belonging. I'm in America, I'm not American enough. I go to Biafra land, I'm not Biafran enough.
Yes. Understand.
So that. I'm just stuck in the middle. Uh-huh.
You will
so
come
I see
in.
All those things. And the more and more I've learned about the struggle, the more and more I've learned about the movement, I'm very, very arrogant to where I know myself. I know myself now. And another thing about Biafra is we have to believe in ourselves. Some of these things that we say about ourselves, I always hear people bandy about, oh, if we break up, we won't get food from the north. We'll starve. I said, did my great-grandfather starve?
No.
Huh?
No.
Before we even knew what the north was, were we not eating? Did you know about starvation? Was there any of this baby selling?
No.
None of these things were going on.
No.
But now all of a sudden we see these things. Before Biafra, at the inception of Biafra in 1967, according to Frederick Forsyth, Biafra land had the most doctors, lawyers, educators, engineers, best roads, best hospitals in all of Black Africa.
Do you know that? But the Yorubas told you they are more educated.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We went afterwards and we caught up with them and we surpassed them.
Exactly.
So these are all the things that I know. And these are all the things that Radio Biafra has afforded us to know. Now, those of us that have children, do your best to, one, take them home. Two, teach them their culture. Most people don't even know the 4 days in the market week. Uh-huh.
That is true.
And you have to tell all these people these things. So, and the last thing I want to address is, since we're in America where everybody thinks they know everything, we all went to school, we're all educated, but this whole intellectual argument, I use the analogy, if somebody breaks into my house with a gun and sits in the kitchen, I can't debate him to make him leave. Do you understand that? If
of
you've
course.
Broken into my house and you've taken place and you're in my bedroom, you think we're going to have a debate and who has a superior argument, then you go home. That's not how freedom fighting works.
No.
With all these degrees and all the intellect, why is it we still have no good roads? We have no electricity.
That tells you don't have intellectuals. That's
theory. Theory. So I just want to sum it up by saying, and reach out to all of those that were born abroad, there is a place for you. But before you understand that place, you have to know where you're from. You need to dedicate yourself to the movement of Biafra. Start off with books. For me, once I met Biafra, I always say, whenever I read Chinua Achebe's, there was a country. Then from there, I fell in love. Every single book I can get my hands on. Those that know me, I can talk Biafra with anybody. So what I'm saying is, it's one thing to support Biafra, but you have to know where you come from. Because if you don't know where you come from, that's when you start letting people tell you where you come from. That's when people say, oh, you love money, and you believe it. And you'll hear people echo it amongst our people. Oh, we hate each other. If we get Biafra, we'll all kill each other. I said, well, were we killing ourselves before? So I just want to sum it up and say thank you for coming out here, and thank you for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. We have those calling on Skype. They should wait where they are. And we have somebody waiting on the line. We're going to come to you, my dear sister, in a second. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm speaking to Richard Carlo.
Yes, I'm speaking to you, please. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. We're in Dallas, in Texas.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. You are speaking with Chimamanda Ifeanyi Chukwu Eze.
Yes.
I'm calling from London. Before my proceeding,
good morning, good afternoon, possibly good night, all over all Africa, all Biafrans, all over the world. I want to use this opportunity to stress my appreciation towards the progress of the actualization of Biafra. However, in order not to leave anything unturned, I will left aside to congratulate those of you who massively and immensely contributed through one word joya so as to have this actualization a reality. I hear from, I'm formerly Paul Ezde, but I'm now Chimamba Ifanichukwu Ezde.
Wonderful.
I hear from Umuzri, in Ikeduru, Imo State. I want to also use the opportunity to say, to congratulate our editorial board of Biafra for your massive job you are doing for us. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate. I don't know how to hold myself when I had the information this night that Biafra have gone to. It's amazing. Biafra is now, we have now gone into satellite. Biafra is now into satellite. Some countries that have got independence long time ago have gone to satellite, but now Biafra is on satellite. I hope our enemies are not jittering. Kana, I recommend you very, very well. You have done a marvel. You have done noble.
Thank you very
much. You are very, very dear in my regard. You are very dear in my regard.
Thank you.
But I want to use this opportunity to urge our fellow Biafrans all over the world who hear about Biafra and they don't want to come up and support. I want to let you know that you are every man and no man. And you are a butterfly, call yourself a bird. Hiding your face in another person's country, but you don't want to be the own country. Please, all brothers and sisters all over the world, as far as here, I'm telling you, any man, so-called Biafran, Biafran is a spirit. If you're a Biafran, hear a Biafran word, and you hear anything about Biafra, your mouth does not swallow. You do push, I mean, you are a dead man. A brave man is a man who had, this is Biafra, before ever you have spring up. But those of you who are using Biafra as a mockery ground or something that you cannot actualize, or after suffering, you come up and join. I'm telling you, you are already dead while you're alive. Please, I don't want to, go much to, whatever more time for others. I know there are other people on the online who wanted to say they are
all over the world. All over the world, they call us.
Everybody is overwhelmed.
Yes.
All of Africa, all of Biafra's over the world, they are overwhelmed.
And they should be.
I want to say thank
more
you.
Is coming.
I want to say
we are going to shock.
I want to say thank you very much.
Thank you.
But I'm sorry. You come. Time shall come when you cannot control the population of Biafra that are coming behind. Our guys are men of challenge. When you challenge them, you see them in action. Thank you for me today, my brother. A lot of people are coming behind.
Thank you.
Keep on what you are doing.
Of course.
God, Chukwu Abiyama is behind you.
Of course.
Thank you all, several Biafrans. Thank you all those of you supporting us. Thank you very much. And God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you too. My dear sister, we've gotten an extension, so you can wait for a while. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Nang, I want to talk to you privately. Here is Chiwas calling.
This is Radio Biafra live transmission.
Yes, can number I'm going
to take you. You can. Do you want to speak to me privately or on the air?
Yes.
Because this conversation, over 5 million people are hearing it.
Please.
Okay. So can you then call me exactly in the next 1 hour 30 minutes?
Okay.
Okay. You call me then.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can I bring it ball?
In the next 1 hour 30 minutes. 1 hour and 30 minutes, eh?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Bana.
Amoka Munkemer. Yes, but it's from Germany. I think it's our sister from Germany. Florence from Germany. Akwa Florence nezie nezie biko. This is Radio Bia. Please, my dear sister, go ahead, please. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
My dear great people of Biafra, my name is Grace Kasarachi Ebujo. By the grace of God, the coordinator, Indigenous People of Biafra, Houston, Texas. I'm here to thank our director who has taken his time to visit us in Texas, and to thank all my brothers and sisters and sister who has sacrificed their time to be here today. I'm calling upon our women. The last time I spoke, I was calling upon the women, and I'm still calling upon the women because I know what we women are capable of doing. Please, my sisters, my mothers, my aunties, my grandmothers, children, daughters, wherever you are, please step up and let's fight this historic fight for our independence. Those of us that are outside Biafra, we're not outside Biafra because we want to be outside Biafra, but it's circumstance. And the unfortunate thing is that it's taking over our children. Most of our children are lost. Most of the kids here, we call them lost generation. And if we're able to come together and fight for Biafra, Biafra land will be so beautiful, so comfortable, that we won't even have any reason to stay outside Biafra land. And we'll be able to take our children home and give them the basic training for them to really appreciate what it means to carry on. At the end of the day, if we don't do what we are supposed to do, most of us will end up in old people's homes. We know that most of the training we have is for us to take care of our fathers and our mothers. And the moment we don't put this in our children, number one, we won't get those care. And our generation, by the time we know it, will be gone. The children of Israel, when they had economic problem, they went to the land of Egypt. Most of all the children that were born there, none of them were called Egyptians. They also answer Israelis. But now when you talk to most of our women, oh, the American children, where are they going? Please stop calling your children American children. It's a curse. As much as we can, please, women, I'm calling upon women, as much as we can, come out for this historic fight for us to get Biafra. I was telling one of my friends when we were coming, I said, I'm coming to Dallas for Biafra and a live broker. I said, oh, when you're coming back, please come, make sure you come back with money. And I told her, it's not about money. Because if it is about money, I won't be here. It's about fight for God and humanity. For us to stand up for the truth and for the life and honor and integrity of our children. Women, please, wherever you are, I keep calling you and calling you. Come out, because I know what you're capable of doing. So we will be able to fight this historic fight for our children. Thank you very much. One more time, please. I don't know, the Houstonians, please, wherever you are, step out. We are open to take whatever questions you have to ask. If you want, I can give you my number online, you know, over this broadcast for you to call me wherever you want, whatever question you have, whatever thing that you want to criticize us about. Once it's the truth, come on with it, because we have answers for it. My number is 832-969-0773. Whenever you call me, 24/7, I will answer your call. If I don't answer, I will always call you back. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well spoken. Before we proceed any further, we are going to speak. We've extended our time. Do we have somebody on the line, please?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from. Those of you on Skype, remain where you are. We shall come to you. If you're on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, yes, Director. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwuogumike. I'm calling from Trondheim in Norway.
You're welcome to the program, please. You will give me only 2 minutes of your time. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. Before I go on, I would like to thank the, you know, the editorial board of Radio Biafra for their good work, and also send a clear message to the lost son. Ejirika is a lost son, and the Biafrans are looking for him. But anyhow, let's put Ejirika aside because he's a lost son. Director, in those days when we were in Nigeria, and we are reading newspaper, or even here in abroad, reading newspaper, seeing Igbo World Congress. To myself, I thought that Igbo World Congress was protecting the interests of the Biafrans. I never knew that this Radio Biafra that made me to understand that, you know, Igbo World Congress, all those people we are seeing in the pictures, that they're all idiots. I'm calling them idiots today because there is no difference in America and Norway. So I don't think that these people have come to America and get lost and just carry names of Igbo World Congress. I'm disappointed of them, but I thank those of our brothers and sisters of Biafrans in America, delegated Biafrans, that is trying to make sure that, you know, the independent state of Biafra is restored. So my people in America, I am saying this to motivate you people in America to, I mean, we are looking forward to America, like the director said, that with America and Britain and Germany, that we are moving forward. So please, my people in America, I encourage every one of you to do more than you are doing today to make sure that, you know, we get to where we are going, the Biafran land. And, Director, I also commend you for the news we are hearing today, very powerful development news about our radio being in the satellite. And we hope that more of this is here to come.
Of course, they will come.
So thank you, Director, and keep fit. We are doing our best here in Norway to make sure that everything is in order. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We shall use our satellite to broadcast the 30th, the important significance, the symbolism of the 30th of May. Very, very critical. If you come out that day and honor those that died defending you, then you will be the one to call me and tell me that Chukwu Abiyama exists. Something so simple, it won't cost you anything. Just come out on the 30th. That's all you need to do. Unu putano botiyahu. If you don't confess on the 31st of April, you call me a fool. You call me a bastard in public. I want to show you people that God exists in our lives. Just come out on the 30th. Couldn't hear
you. Yes, Director, we are planning ahead of that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We must please stay on the line. It doesn't cost very much to call USA from England. It's only from USA that it's expensive to call everybody else. I don't know why. So you will stay. Is that greed? Aquara and you greed. Please, you stay where you are. The caller on the phone. I asked somebody to wait for me on Skype, and they have absconded.
That is me, Director. That is Damian Elago.
Yeah, please go ahead. You're still there. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. I want to thank you honestly for the good job you did.
Thank
for
you.
For the new developments regards to satellite of Biafran Air. That marvelous, Director. God bless you. You're a good man.
Thank you.
Director, I'm actually announcing this evening regarding our meeting, zonal coordinators meeting here today at Padova. Sorry, I didn't mention my name. I mentioned my name, but where I come from. I'm from Ehimem Banno in Biafra land. By the special grace of God, the zonal coordinator here in Treviso, in Italy. Sorry.
It's okay, go ahead.
I just want to announce today that we had our zonal coordinators meeting and things went well at Padova. You know how much it takes from Treviso to Padova director.
I know.
Thank you. You're a good man indeed. Please, I want to let all coordinators absent in today's meeting, as I was directed by the national coordinator, Mark Urayan, to let them know that we have adopted to print 1,000 T-shirts and flags regarding to 30th March. I mean, 30th May process. So please, if they are listening now on the air, let every coordinator prepare well regarding this, because there is no sign on our side. 1,000 T-shirts and flags that follow suit. Director, indeed, regarding to our sister Rita Anibogo, she lamented earnestly this evening in regards to people down home in Biafra land. I believe this satellite of a team now will liberate every issue there. I thank God we have come and we have come to stay. Biafra has come to stay. If every Biafran, wherever we are, can have the spirits that you have, Director, in fact, tomorrow Biafra will be ours.
Of course, and they do. And they do, my okay, dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. I must mention especially the work that the Executive Council is doing very quietly in the background. Nobody hears about them. But they are the ones who are instrumental in the coming of this satellite. We must mention it. And when the time comes, Biafrans will know who they are, one after the other. The Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra are working tirelessly. They hold their meetings every week. And my happiness is that each time they meet, a very positive initiative comes out, and they tax themselves before they tax other people to go and get it done. It is that spirit we are looking for, taking us into this very battle. And that is where we are going to triumph. We are truth prevail over lies, and will always prevail over lies. Never will darkness conquer light. We say no to that. Give us a name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype, I presume.
Hello, sir, is it me?
Yes, I'm speaking to you, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Good, thank you, sir. So, yeah, my mom is in the Mekos of Bia from Ibia Segbe, you know, Oru West. You know, live in China here.
You live in China?
Yeah, from Ibia Segbe, Oru West.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you for job well done, and our brothers back home, you know, for what are doing for the we in the diaspora. And I want to thank my people there in the US that host you, and mostly my brother there from Mbudi, you know, very close to me. You know, I want to thank you so much for you know being there. And sometimes I want to you know let our brothers know those you know better in US that is black. You know, no matter the you know the paper you have. Being a stranger, you know, you're a stranger. One day you must go back home. So I want the police to you know, to call them out, to come and join the struggle so that we can go back home. And lastly, my brother, big brother, you know, you had 2 days in the U.S. You say you will tell us, you know, about the Pope that actually, you know, give, you know, that recognized slave, you know, the first slave that was...
His name is Pope Innocent.
Europe, America.
Pope Innocent. Roman Catholic, the first people that brought Jesus to slavery, and made it a religious edict that anybody can come to Biafra land and take slaves. Pope Innocent is his name.
Okay.
Prince Henry the Navigator gave him 16 slaves from Africa, having navigated Africa. And he was having fun with them. And he said, why don't we go there and get many more? And that was how it began, that even the Catholic Church itself, Catholicism and the Catholic, invested heavily in slavery.
Jesus Christ.
And we have the facts, and people are telling me nonsense. I'm rubbish about the useless churches they go to. Nonsense. That is why we are poor, because our people are foolish. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hello, sir?
Yes, go ahead.
Please, my brother, finally, I want to say that, you know, don't be spared about what Bile is doing. You know, the 3 million naira that Goodluck map out to counter what, you know, you are doing. Definitely, that money fell somewhere. The money didn't fall on ground. The money fell into someone's pocket. And who knows if it Bile or whatever, you know, got an own share and they come up to counter you. So, you know, my big brother, you know, we're moving ahead and no one can stop us. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you very, very much. But who can stop us? If Satan cannot stop us, how can man stop us? Satan cannot stop us. We are on satellite. That means Biafra is closer to God, to Chukwu Abiyama, than to hellfire, which is down there in the zoo. Who are they to stop us? How can they stop us? How can they stop us? You don't take tea before you go and eat her apple. Please. We have a caller on the line. Give us a name and where you are. We have you on Skype, please. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? They cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Nambi.
Yes, please, go ahead.
This is Maduka Debule calling from UK.
Yes, please, Maduka, go ahead.
Nambi, I want to place it on record that I want to show my distance of appreciation for the milestone attained by Radio Biafra today. Today is now part of history that Radio Biafra is on satellite. This has gone to show that what you've been preaching is nothing but the gospel truth. So well done to Radio Biafra. At the same time, I want to thank my fellow Biafrans in America, because like we have always said, any day America wakes up, that will be the day that Biafra will be restored. Americans should know the power they have in terms of human rights movement. If not for Martin Luther King, there won't be any Obama. So I don't need to educate them. They have to wake up. In the past, we've cajoled them enough. But today, having listened to one Kelechi Ohanaja, or so, if I get the name right, the type that came from Ahiara, where Biafra was, Biafran proclamation was made by Ojukwu. What he said really inspired me. And if every American, every Biafran American will speak like him or will have his spirit, definitely today, Biafra will come to, we will report Biafra tomorrow. Like one Scottish statesman did say, there shall be a Scottish parliament and there is. So I'm saying today, to continue from where Chinua Achebe stopped, there was a country. Today, there is a country called Biafra. Whoever doubts it, you go on the satellite and watch out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. We have somebody on Skype, or we had somebody on Skype. Are you still there? Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. Who else has something to say here? Please come forward. They are not very conversant with how we operate. You hear my voice and you turn your system down. Please go ahead.
Brethren, dear friends, I want to introduce myself again. My name is Clement Adindo Okoro from R&D Zog in Biafra land. It's such a joy to be in the midst of the able, courageous, and truthful director. Everything I've heard him say, that people of Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra and Radio Biafra will do for Biafrans, have been done. And more are coming. The truth always defeats lie. What I hate in my life is to deal with a liar. It gives me chills, because at that point, I don't know what I'm dealing with. But also, I try not to be a liar. We all know that freedom fighting doesn't come by dialoguing.
He doesn't come by begging. Like somebody said in this midst, if somebody breaks into your house and he has a gun, he's sitting in your kitchen, would you go to discuss with the person as to how he has to leave or why he came in? Of course, the answer is no. If we tell the director that has been telling us the truth, and the truths that he's shared with us have come to light, today he said he's going to announce something. Now we're on satellite. And it's the work they have done. Tell me why Biafrans will renege on paying their contributions to support this project. No family on earth runs without money. Yes, you don't want to fight, but when the fight is brought to you, you must fight, whether you like it or not. Let me tell you something. When I was growing up, I wasn't very strong. I wasn't very big. And I had people taking my lunch from me. Some days, I wonder if I should continue going to school. But I decided that I want to go to school, so I have to prepare myself to fight, to keep my lunch. We are not trying to keep our lunch. We're trying to keep our thing, what God has given us, that somebody came by design, stole from us. I thank God that he kept the spirit of trying to get it back burning. And here it is, showing that if we all get together and use what the Igbo say, Igwebike, Anekweku, Anememe, all I'm asking, brethren, Biafrans, all over the world, if you hear this message, if you hear this sermon, if you hear this preaching, and you come to support it, please, please support it in kind and in deed. That's the only way we will be acting like our leader, the director. Let me use the opportunity to thank my brethren in Dallas, Texas, that have hosted our director and Radio Biafra. And for those brethren that are still calling from overseas, like in UK, which is 6 hours behind us, it shows me dedication to the cause. But the physical dedication of paying the contributions is what I'm pleading to, both women and men, and even children. If something is important to you, like your family, you'll go and take a second job and put all the earning towards that project. Is that not true? To me, this is a cause that if I have to go get another job, I will do so to support this cause. But for those of us who have grown children in America, realize this. Not just in America, everywhere in the world. You are just donating your children if you don't fight to get your fatherland for them. If you get it and you're not there, is an achievement that even in death, you'll be remembered. Therefore, I ask you, talk about this to people. Get them to understand what it takes to make this to work. Let me say this. It's obvious that those who are asking or those who stole our land will not give it to us without us taking action to get it. Therefore, let us take the necessary steps to get it. May Chukwuma continue to bless our director and all members of Biafra. Thank you.
Yes. Another round of applause for him, please. Yes, yes, yes. Again, my name is Chimezie Umuzuzu. I'm from Umuaka. As the director rightly pointed out before, anywhere you go is flooded by Umuaka people. As a matter of fact, my president here in Dallas
is here with me, the president of Umaka Union. Sir Umunakwe. Yes. And our first lady, Kodilia Umunakwe. As a matter of fact, when she walked in, our sister, Kasara Chebujo, stood up and hugged her because she saw another woman joining her. And it so happened that woman is from Umuaka. So you can see that Umuaka people are everywhere. Our sister Kasara Chebujo was saying, we are here in the United States bringing up our children, saying we want them to learn our culture, we don't want them to practice our culture. But the question becomes, where will they practice that culture? If we are not independent at home, our culture is hanging. Nigerian government can make a law tomorrow and say that so and so will not happen in any part of Nigeria. And if Biafra is still in Nigeria, and part of that law might affect our culture. So you see what not being independent can do to a nation, a race. But I also want us Biafrans to use this medium to also preach the message of love to all Biafrans. Because the truth of the matter is, there are still internal hatred here and there, which if the Israelites have continued in that path, they wouldn't be what they are today. I want to thank the director for choosing Dallas particularly to announce to the world that Biafra has launched a satellite to the orbit. And I also want us to make sure that in the near future we'll also launch a satellite television that will okay. If that happens, I will assure you that I will be in Houston live for the announcement with my crew. Yes. Just 1 second. Yes, our director, I was just thanking you for choosing Dallas particularly to announce to the world that you have launched satellites in the orbit for Biafra. And we want to say that in no distant time, we'll also want to see a satellite television launched.
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay, so...
It's coming very, very shortly.
Yes,
so... And we're going to surprise all of you.
Sure. So we want to thank you again for your courage and selflessness.
Yes.
Determination.
Yes.
And boldness.
Thank you.
In doing what you are doing.
Thank you very much.
Truth of the matter is... A lot of people has attempted to do this and they have been settled. And
because
we know
Chukwu Abiyama was not with them. Chukwu Abiyama did not determine that they should come. Ayenam the Kano was not called by any man. Only Chukwu Abiyama determined that I should come. And that is why I'm here to serve you. Not to lead you. I can't lead you. I'm not worthy to lead you. I'm here to serve you until Biafra comes.
Yes, thank you. Yes, 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 yes. My people used to say, you don't achieve much, but a crowd cannot achieve much. Few people can gather together and move the whole world.
Of course.
So we want to thank you. You are encouraged, but we want to encourage you and we want to tell you that you are on your side. Count on us. And again, thank you for coming to Dallas. And may God bless Biafra.
Thank you, and you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I presume, please, before we go any further, people here, do we have a caller on the line? This is Radio Biafra. You will give me your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? This is Radio Biafra.
Do we have a caller on the line? This is Radio.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening. You will turn down your listening device, please, for me and the rest of the world.
I have done that already.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
This is Uche Chukwu Onuigbo. I'm calling from Angola.
Uchechukwu Onuigbo calling from Angola.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
I'm from Amui Umuaka in Olu.
Akwani hiyangu neku. Umuaka ozokwa. Umuaka is even in Angola. Oh, is your brother?
Yeah.
What is your name, please? Your brother is here. What's your name?
My name is Uchechukwu Onuigbo.
your brother is here. Your brother is here in Dallas with us. He, in fact, he wants you to drop your number. He's going to call you.
I mean, yes.
Okay, my number.
Uh-huh.
My number is +244.
Yes.
931.
Yes.
563.
563. Yes.
703.
703. You see what we do. Talk less of now. We are on satellite. Yeah. We are on the ground uniting our people. Talk less of when we are there. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, Beretto, I just want to thank you for all you have been doing. And I'm just receiving a good news today about our satellite.
Yes.
So, and yesterday or thereabout, I saw a post on Facebook from the intellectual in America. So I was very disappointed with him anyway. But just today, I was just going through the scripture. I saw in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, can two work together except they agree? The answer is no. So as we are not in agreement with them, we can't work together with them. So therefore, I just want to encourage you, to keep on what you are doing. We are behind you. So as we are, in Angola here, as I told you the other day, we are just, gathering our people, but the street and our people, they don't come out unless they see something happening. But we are just trying. Unless tomorrow, we are having our meeting for the third time in Angola. And I hope by the grace of God, before sooner or later, we will come out with something. So I just want to encourage you to, keep on doing what you are doing. We are behind you here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. When you go to evangelize about Biafra, ask them to look up in the heaven that Radio Biafra is there. Is that not true?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
If you look up now, you see Radio Biafra from heaven. It's true. To come from heaven. Please go ahead. Yes, of course. From Chukwu Abiyama. No other person who wants to speak. Please go ahead.
My name is Chukunenya Ugweze Umunakwe. Onye isi ozi umuaka. Isi ozi aka from Odu umuaka na Olu. Mihe na-ekwu na oge aghara ndị Naịjirịa chere ha ga ekpochapụ ndị Biafra, mana ha emeli ihe. Chikwueme na ebere anyị survive kwana ya aghara. Chikwueme ebere ụmụ Igbo, ụmụ Biafra niile nọ n'obodo niile dị iche iche, ndị nọ n'America akarịka, ndị nọ na London akarịka, ọwụ Norway ka ọ Finland ka ọwụ Gini ọwụ Japan, ha dị ọtụtụ. So obiọma akpara m na ihe m hụrụ taa na ihe nụrụ taa ahụbeghị m mbụ na anyị nwee satellite. And ihe awụ ihe gosiri na Chukwu ka ahụkwa anyị n'azụ chekwara anyị mgbe ndụ Naịjirịa chọrọ idestroy anyị, ọ katọkwana anyị n'azụ. And ndị Biafra a chọrọ ka ọ mehene ọ mịa mkpụrụ mgbe mbụ, ndị abịa nọgide ọdụ kpuchie ya na agịta anụ ya anụ kpụrụchichi ihe niile ka ndị ụwa ghara ịmatana ọ pụtara ihe. Nke ugbu a ọ karịziri ihe agaghị ekpuchili ya. A sị na aka dị ekpuchi ọnwa and aka dị ekpuchili Biafra.
Yes, and what is on our flag?
The sun, the simple, rising sun.
Simple,
the rising sun.
How can hand cover it? Is that possible?
Akagra ekpuchile Nigeria agde emelie. Ke akariala and agde emelie. Biafra bira kono no. Biafra is born to stay. And Biafra foundation here the truth. Imebule mmadu. Nigeria lere foundation ha na shi. And all here Nigeria ji. Nigeria 100 years now. Na afọ anyị nọ n'ime ya. But then what did he have to achieve? How can he get to Kuibure? Even though he never Kuibure can hammer. So why I just Nigeria? No, it makes no sense. I know now I crawl there. The best thing what I could tell, ni how he got, because ụmụ Biafra nọ ebe niile ha nọ, jikọtanụ aka ọnụ, gbakọtanụ ka anyị na-eme ya, menyomenyoma ka Biafra epronanse ọ ya, ka anyị nwee independence anyị, jikọta onwe anyị ọnụ, na-emekwa n'ihe ọnụ, emekọta ya. Maka na anyị eruola ọgụgụ iwe nation ka anyị, population anyị ka population Ghana, population anyị ka population ndị dịgasị agha, many countries wụrụla onwe ha nwere autonomy. Anyị tozuru etozu inwe ya nụ. Bikonu, ndị Biafra anyị nọ ebe niile ha nọ, jikọta na aka ọnụ, kwadonu ihe nwanne anyị a na-eme, kwadosie ya ike. Bikonu, ebe ọbụla ọnụ nọ, kwadosie ya ike. Anyị na-ayọkwa na Chineke, ebe o siri chekwa anyị mgbaghara anyị survive ọ ya, chekwa anyị pụtara obodo oyibo, ka ọ nọrọkwa chekwakwa na anyị, ka this Biafran a na-ekwu okwu ya, ka e pronounce ọ ya, ka enye ya autonomy, otu esi enye Israel autonomy ke ha, ka anyị nwere onwe anyị, anyị kachitali onwe anyị ọfụma. Adaeju Jebi n'ama, bikonu, ndụ mmiri ndụ azụ, mmiri atala, azụ anwụna, ogologo ndụ na ahụ isi ike Biafra, a na-aga aga na-ala ala. Ụmụ anyị matara n'obodo a, Chineke gụzie ha, anyị ga-enyekwa ha mkpụrụ pụrụ iche ka ha mara na anyị ndụ Biafra, sokwana na-eme ihe a ga-eji ewepụta Biafra. Biafra apụtala ihe, we are not going back, we are moving forward, ahead ahead.
That is correct.
Biko, ogologo ndụ na ahụ isi ike gị, nwanna, ana m ayọ Chineke, ebe o jupụtara gị, so gị mmemme ihe a, and ime ya mepụta ya mma, Chineke gị na-edukwe gị na-aga n'ihu. Ọkụ ka agada akpọ gị, enweghị ihe ga-eme gị nna ngwa ọwụla ichiri aka ị na-agachi.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes.
Can
yes.
you hear me?
I can hear you. Good evening from here. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, Director. My name is Chief Atinagrom. I'm from Ami Umuaka in Imo State, Biafra Lab.
Ewo. Umuaka. Umuaka. Ndị ahụ nwere ike ime ka uchupu anyị na Biafra take Biafra over. Ụmụaka, give us your name. Your brother is here. Repeat your name, please. Your brother is here.
It's really my brother, commissioned the army, commissioned the Ụmụaka, and one other one that called from Angola.
What is your name? He wants to know your name. He's listening. The wife is here. He's listening. What is your name?
Yes, my name is Chim Achinagrom. I am the CRO Biafra in Russia, Moscow.
Chim Achinagrom, aha nna gị ọ gịnị ka ọ wahịa gbafọ ịgbanwere n'ụzọ mgbu nna aga na desert? Ezigbote aha gị ọ gịnị? What is your real name? Your father's name?
Aha nna m is Livinus Chinagrom. Livinus.
Livinus Chinagrom.
Yes.
Unu bi na township?
No. My father is not living in the township.
Okay. Please go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. Thank you very much. I want to appreciate for the good work you are doing for the people of Biafra all over the world. And I want to appreciate all the executives of all the executives working for the Biafra restoration, and especially all the executives in most of Russia, starting from our coordinator, the Archer, Adjeb, the great man, he's doing very well. And also want to appreciate the secretary in Biafra proud all over the world. You are making us very, very proud now. You are making us to go ahead more and more to evangelize Biafra. We have that goodness, we have that courage now to preach, to evangelize about Biafra restoration. I want to appreciate the good work we are doing. We are doing very well, even in most of Russia, we are doing very well. We are planning to register we want to register Biafra in Russia in most, that is the process we are trying to do before the last date of May that we'll be having our worldwide project.
Yes.
We want to also encourage all other Biafras worldwide to start to register their own as soon as possible so that there will be no any problem or fear or molestation like that. So
our home in Moscow. I also want to encourage all the Biafrans in Moscow to come out and to join us on, for the good work we are doing. Moscow is doing very, very great. We are doing very good to support what Biafra is doing, Biafrans are doing all over the world to restore our sovereignty in the Republic of Biafra. Thank you once again, Director, and God bless the Republic of Biafra.
Thank you, and God bless all of you in Russia as well. And very, very soon I shall be in Russia. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Ugochukwu Uzokwel. I'm from Aglozebo in Aniocha local government, Anambra State, Biafra. It's quite opportune. I'm quite able to be here also to welcome Director the second time. What I want to say about, because the way this struggle is going, many people, many of us are still sleeping. Sometimes we talk to people, even Biafrans, they don't even know what is Biafra, what it means, what has been, they didn't even know that Biafra has been in existence before Nigeria. And if most of us will try to Google it, go to the Google or internet, every information is there. For us to know, if we can find the ancient African map, we know Biafra was there, but we don't know what happened. We are now like begging people, because the young generation, they don't know that is that Biafra is not dead. It's you that is saying Biafra is dead. It's dead already, because we are here in the U.S. We don't even know what we are doing. Where we come from, we are not safe there. Here we are. We are not even, because there is no place like home. Whatever where you run to, you will always think home. I have been where I've been. I've been to Europe, everywhere. I'm here in U.S. But still, my mind is still home. That's where I come from. I don't belong to any country except I get my own home. Because anytime I go home, when I say home, I mean in Biafra. What you see there push you away to come running again. And why are we running? Sometimes we have to confront our fear. And that is what we are doing, waking us up, because most of us, even the adults, they are not even helping matters. And the youth, we don't know what is Biafra. And then I was quite opportune to meet, I have not met him, he was born here. His name is Emeka. Emeka Owahemu. He lives in Washington. So we always talk with him, we correspond. And then he came up with this idea of us trying to educate our youth, especially Biafrans, who are born here, don't even know where they come from. And then we made up something, it was kind of, it was like a campaign, call it a campaign, Biafran campaign. But it was long, because we have a lot of things to talk about. But the way we did it is just for everybody. So some people, if you don't want to write reading, he said, "Oh, I don't want, but you can't. You may not read everything, but take what you can read. There's information every Radio Biafra, everything. How we got our amalgamation, everything about Biafra is there. And then we have been sending this information through email to the early email we can get hold of, so that people will. Sometimes people ask, what is Biafra? What are you? Because the way Americans hear the Biafrans, they don't know what is Biafra. And sometimes when you talk about Biafra, what they think about is only war." And in this world we are, if you don't know your identity, you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you belong, where are you going? Most of us are lost. And then we don't want to live it like that. We have to wake ourselves up, actually youth, so that even the older generation, if they leave, so our people can continue. We continue talking about Biafra, 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 until the world will get tired of us and give us what we want. Because Biafra is not going away. It's not going away. It has to stay. And then the email we normally use to send this is firstgencultural@gmail.com. In case anybody gets it, we didn't put Biafra there. We know why we didn't, because we are talking about Biafrans and Americans. When they see Biafra, they wouldn't even open the email. That was the argument we used. And some people may not like it, but sometimes even they get it, they have to, it's just something to attract the first generation. What is it all about? Culture. Because when you say culture, people want to identify with culture. They don't even know what the culture is all about. But once you enter it, you see Biafra, everything, the map, everything, starts talking about Biafra. Then you start reasoning. If you have that consciousness, it will wake you up. But not everybody will accept it. Just like we say, we don't need many people. Just many are called, but few are chosen. Biafra is a spirit. If it touches you, sometimes you don't even wait for anybody to talk to you about Biafra. You hear it or you search for it by yourself. You move into action. You don't wait for nobody, because time waits for nobody. We are here talking about Biafra. Some of people ask us, why are you in America? Why are you in a foreign land talking about Biafra? Why don't you go home? Sometimes, you don't look at it. When you go home, the thing that, I don't know what is in that land, I will call it Biafra or Nigeria, that area, that locality. Because if you are calling Nigeria, that everything. Because once you go home there, there is something there that makes you, whatever you plan, you will not execute it. Look at the way Wazike did. He got corrupted, everything. Well, back to square one. But once you plan from outside, that clean spirit, it will always be with us. And then another thing we have not done, because our land is being polluted by blood. We have to cleanse the land before anything can work well. Because if we don't do that, all we are doing, we are just being around the bush. We do something very good so that our land will be cleansed. So when you say, well, whatever we are doing, it'd be like magic. I had a jundi agwalogu. Anwe haye johan and kedibia. Just saw chuku, non igwe, bin igwe. Chuku abiyama. Onye okike. He's doing the work. He's helping us. And sometimes our people, we are too religious that sometimes we take, when I say religious, we take European Christianity overshadowing the African Christianity. Because there's what you call African consciousness. We have to know who we are. We have all this. The way we worship God is not the way the Western world worship their God. Things are different. But our people have been blinded. We have all pastors, priests, all of them. Some of them don't even know what they are preaching. They're just there to have to make money. Everything's about money. And the world is going depreciating. Everything is going bad. And they say that evil flourishes because the good people do nothing. Sometimes we have to stand up for our rights and try to do something. I thank everybody who is listening and who are here. That last director, you know where you face. You know how many we are.
I know.
But now there's a lot of improvement.
Yes, of course.
And then,
a lot.
I thank you for coming back. At least America is not dead. We are alive.
Not at all.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And I personally, I am very happy to see you here today. Very, very happy. We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. You know, if we stay open, they will keep calling. You know that. Give us your name and where you are. Please, the caller on the phone.
Yeah, director, are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you, but you're far away. I don't understand why you are very far from the microphone on your system.
Okay, let me adjust it.
No, because you're very far. You're not using your phone to call, are you?
I'm calling you on the phone right now.
No, but your phone is sounding, it seems you're on a speaker phone because it's sounding very far. You know when you're far away from the microphone?
Okay, let me call back.
Please do. We have a caller on Skype, I presume.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Director, good evening. My name is Chukwuda Azunoba. I'm calling from China.
From China, please go. Where are you from? In Biafra land, not from Omuaka.
I'm from Ibam Ekwe, Sioux local government, Olu.
December, Olu. Please go ahead.
Okay, director, I'm so happy to hear your voice. Yesterday, I did not hear your voice. I'm so angry. I'm not happy because I could not sleep. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. The wonderful news you give to us, I'm so happy. Since that time, I'm just telling my friend, send it to all the whole, my friends, the Afra wishers, all the whole people in Nigeria. I know that they are using the decoder to receive it and listen to Radio Biafra. And also, they are happy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra, and we must bring the program to an end. We thank those that got through. We also commiserate with those that didn't get through, because tomorrow is another day. Please, we are here in Dallas today. Tomorrow we'll be in Los Angeles. I'm not going there to act a movie. I am going there to preach the word of God. I am going there to preach the gospel of Biafra, according to this very wonderful radio station that is today is beaming down from outer space. And please, engineer, you will give us preamble before we go to our main coordinator to close it down for us. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. What I want to do is to appreciate the very active members of the indigenous people of Biafra in the United States. Director, permit me to appreciate the following persons who have been working tirelessly for Biafra. Reginald Opara is the coordinator of the Northeast Zone. He has been working tirelessly for Biafra. We also have Mr. Ahautu, you know, who is also working very tirelessly. And we have Daniel Mwosu. I also like to appreciate Professor Innocent Odenigbo. He is also part of the Northeast Zone. I want to appreciate Dr. Justine Akujieze. I want to appreciate Mazi Luke Wanono, the coordinator for Chicago Zone. I would like to appreciate Uche Naji. And I would like to appreciate in a very special way Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo. Let me say a little bit about this lady. Amaka Nwanebo is the wife of Emmanuel Nwanebo, the former Enugu Rangers player.
And she was with me. I know I don't want to say anything until I publish the pictures. That lady was with me at Igbo Landing with her family.
Yes, Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo, yes, as we speak, yes, is a widow with
strong lady
with children. Do you know that her children are contributing to the Radio Biafra running? These are children that are some 17, you know, 18 years
old. I said, engineer, they drove for nearly 3 hours to come to Igbo Landing to be there with me as I was praying yesterday. And so was Uche Naji as well. Of course, Uche Naji drove me all the way there. 5 hours going, 5 hours coming back. He's a very strong man. And this lady brought her children to that place. They drove for 3 hours. They came to that place, and of course, we prayed together, which is marvelous. Please go ahead. She's a wonderful lady. Very, very wonderful and formidable. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo. I want to appreciate Martins Anusiem, also in Atlanta. I would like to appreciate, of course, one of the...
And Martins was there. I'm sorry to keep interrupting. Martins Anusiem was also at Igbo Landing with me yesterday. He was also there. Martins Anusiem drove for nearly 7 hours yesterday. 7 hours coming, 6 hours going back to be there with us. I acknowledge him. He is a brave Biafran, him and his wife. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Martins Anusiem and your wife. I would like to also appreciate, in fact, the what I would call the most fanatical Biafran on this earth, Mr. Innocent Maram Ugochukwu, who happens to be my brother because his village is 5 minutes walk from my own village. He is the coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra in Dallas. I have never seen a Biafran as passionate as Mr. Innocent Maram Ugochukwu. I would also like to appreciate the most strategic thinker I have ever seen in my life, by name Martins Chilobe, who is also the coordinator of indigenous people of Biafra in Austin. I would like to appreciate Mr. Ozokwelo Ugochukwu, also a member of indigenous people in Dallas. He has been there with us from day one.
He started this whole thing, didn't he?
Yes.
Here in Dallas. He brought me here a while ago.
Yes.
He did.
I would like to appreciate Mr. I will use the word Mr., but people don't know that he has a PhD. But I will leave it at that. I'm talking about Clement Adindu Okoro. He has a PhD, but he liked to go just by Mr. Clem Okoro. He is a passionate Biafran. I would like to appreciate, of course, my own home zone, the coordinator, Mrs. Grace Kasarachi Ebujo. I have never seen a Biafran woman like that before. This woman has 6 children, and yet she finds time to work for Biafra. In fact, she didn't go to sleep until 3 a.m. this morning.
And cook for us as well.
Because she was working for Biafra. And she, when I go to her house, I see the way she brings up her children. It's like exactly the same way my mother, you know, brought us up. Disciplinarian. She's a no-nonsense mother. I thank her. I also like to appreciate the assistant to Mrs. Ebujo, Reverend Justine Ezugo, who unfortunately is not here today because of something that made him unavoidably here. But Reverend Ezugo brought 2 of his children, Peculiar and Ebube. They introduced themselves here. So while he is not here, the children are here. I would also like to appreciate by Los Angeles people. I'd like to appreciate Odi Moralo and his wife. I'd like to appreciate Ikenna Nwoneneyi, the man that gave us a secretariat, and the man that helped us to register and incorporate the indigenous people of Biafra in the United States. That's why when somebody say we are not registered, we are illegal entity, I look at him and laugh because he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'd like to appreciate Obidi Obienu, a very passionate and articulate Biafran in Los Angeles. I'd like to appreciate Mr. Godi Ekeke. He was the one that called. He's from El Popo, and he's traveling very soon, and he will make things happen in Biafra land.
Amen.
I would like to appreciate every active member of indigenous people of Biafra in the United States. We are working tirelessly, and we, by the grace of God, will make things happen. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very, very much. You have more or less summed it up for us. And I must start also from where you left off, acknowledging each and every one of you that made this very event today memorable and a success. Even all the shenanigans of certain individuals in the hotel I slept in could not stop me from being here. I missed the first flight. I couldn't get onto the second one. The third one, I went inside. I said I should come out, that the plane is full. And I insisted. I did what I could have done as a Biafran. I went downstairs and I spoke to them. I said to them that our people are waiting. Biafrans are waiting in Dallas. And they gave me a priority pass and boarded me on the next available flight. And despite the fact that I was separated with my luggage, despite the fact that the equipments of Biafrans were in the advanced luggage that came here, I managed to find it. And we are here and we broadcasted. That is why we say that Chukwu Abiyama is God. We thank each and every one of you. But before I close, I will go to our dear brother. Just 1 minute, please, to round up for us. Go ahead.
Yes, my good people of Biafrans all over the world. At this moment, our director is closing the today's broadcast. We're thanking everybody all over the world that is listening today. And we're thanking you, Director, for finally give us your voice here in Dallas, Texas. Yes, but before I go on, I have to recognize my brother from Ibiasebwe. As I was said before, my name is Onyeka Chukwu Muramu Gochukwu from Mbidi, Noru West, and my brother from Oru West, Ibiasebwe. Just acknowledge my voice and thank you for that, because I give you my sister. She married there in Ibiasebwe. And again, I want to use this opportunity to thank Kelechi Ohanaja for being who he is. He's a very, very, very Biafran. I thank him for all the efforts he did and all the donations and everything he did to make this occasion today happen. Thank you. I cannot stop thanking you, Kelechi. May Chukwu Abia, I bless you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, God would always be with you as Biafra goes on. And I want to use the opportunity to thank my good brother. Indeed. Whenever I called meeting, he will be the first person there and he will be the last person to leave. Even when we're going to spread the gospel of Biafra, he'll always be there by my side. Ugochukwu, thank you. May Chukwu Abia may bless you. For this good heart you have in a Biafra, may God reward you by giving you Biafra alive.
You see.
And I want to use this opportunity to thank one of my brother again here in Dallas, but now he is in Zulu, called Ezen Joko. He's a real Biafran. He called me every single day from Nigeria, being that Zulu land. And now he's a real in Biafra. He left that so-called zoo, Nigeria, and now he's in a Biafra land. And he still called me every single day. Every morning he woke me up. Thank you, Eze, wherever you are. May Chukwu Abia may bless you. And we hope to see you back here in United States soon. And again, I have one of my very honest brother, Attorney Fidelis Nwozuzu, attorney of law here in Dallas, Texas. I called upon him. He said, Ugochukwu, I know you and I will never disappoint you. And he was here. Thank you, Attorney Nwozuzu. May Lord, our good Lord, Chukwu Abia of Biafra, be with you and bless your family. And this Biafra will happen in your face. And as I see, told me, whenever I called meeting this time, you will be number one to be there. Thank you for giving me that assurance because I believe in you. And again, Chukwu Nyere, Ugo Eze, Umunakwe, the chairman of Omuaka here, he heard my voice and respond. May Chukwu Abia may bless you too. As of this night, we're about to end this today's God promising day. I thank you, Director. May Chukwu Abia may bless you. As you are leaving Dallas tomorrow morning, may Chukwu Abia may take all away the struggle of what you go through today that you never witnessed in the name of Chukwu Abia.
Yes,
and all you are traveling from today, God has already ordained it. Today, he has cleared that stumbling blocks.
Yes,
that will never happen. Because when everything was happening, I asked my mind, why this is happening? Maybe because the director said, there's some announcement he's going to give us. Wonderful. That's why.
Exactly.
That's why the devil want to stop it.
Exactly.
But don't you see? Devil is a liar. Zoo must fall.
You see?
Zoo must crumble.
You see?
And Biafra of today being launched in satellite, which means Biafra is already in heaven because that's where he was descended to here on earth. So, and the announcement has met here today in Dallas, being the United States of America. That's how the whole world is listening to it, and that is a honor and it's a glory that I am one of the person sitting beside director when he made this announcement. You people don't know how grateful I am. A history has been made for me and my family. And I'm thanking my wife for giving me this opportunity, supporting me day and night. Whenever, even when I forget to listen to Radio Biafra, he said, hey, Daddy, don't you know the Radio Biafra is on? I said, yes, I've been trying to. He said, use my own iPad and listen to it if your own is not working. So thank you for everything, because minus her, I wouldn't be here doing all this that I'm doing. That's a good wife. May God bless my lovely wife.
He said.
And my children, they asked me, Daddy, where are you going? I said, we're going to Biafra. He said, yeah, we already been in Biafra last year. I said, how do you know? I said, I see a grandma over there. Yes. That's how it's supposed to be, and that's how it's going to be. Next time, everything going to be a Biafrans. And thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. I will need to ask you, who gave us this iPad? Because yes. I have to. Because Uche Naji gave us one. I said I wanted iPad from the USA. And you see, people don't understand. You know that anything we want on behalf of Biafran people, we get. It's only let me not announce it. If I want to go to Russia tomorrow, I say I want to go to Russia. I'm going to Russia, zubo. We said we wanted iPads in America, and they gave us iPads. I did not say iPad. I put S at the end of it. iPads, which means it's more than one. Anything we want, we get, because we serve Chukwu Abiyama. Who else? Please, what is the name of the people that gave us this very iPad? Because Uche Naji gave us one, for which the entire Biafran family is grateful to him. And the family four. Who gave us this one, please?
The person is named by Ikechukwu, but he resides in Oklahoma.
Ikechukwu in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay, the brother that came from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yes.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
Not our dear lady, our grandmother that gave me envelope here. Makadi ya mama. I'm asking for envelope. I'm thinking about envelope. Makadi ya mama. Our dear lady. She's the, you know, the attorney. What's his name again now?
Kelechi. Ohanaja.
Kelechi Ohanaja.
The grandmother.
The grandmother who is an avid listener. Do you know how many of our grandmothers listen to Radio Biafra? Do you know how many? Even Richard Naji was telling me how dedicated Mama, who is living with them, is towards Radio Biafra. Same thing with our dear lady. And we honor her and bless her. I got to make one in here now. I need my rich. You know, send me my account. I should account for that envelope. I'm not going to account for this one, Makadia Mama. I'm not accounting for that. I'm telling you, if you like, go and call Inland Revenue. They said, go and tell your IRS. I have envelope here. I'm not accounting for anything. Our grandmother gave it to me. And we're honored. And she read here, incidentally. She studied here in America. A very grand lady indeed. Learned. You know, Radio Biafra's for learned people. I want for the Nebu file, the first man to carry a file, a blue file, from one office to the other. I must say that this radio transmission has come to an end. And I must thank everybody, our dear beloved grandmother, Kelechi's grandmother. We honor and we thank you. And I want to thank the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra, all of you, one after the other, for the marvelous work you are doing for your country. That we are on satellite today is a testament to your doggedness and your will to triumph over every adversity. Therefore, the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra shall have every honor bestowed upon them, because there you have Biafrans in every sense of the word. And also to Uchemefor, for my deputy, I must acknowledge the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, ever reliable, ever dependable. Carol Monday is walking away all the time. Ikechukwu Enyagu is one of us. That's all I need to say. When I say somebody is one of us, you understand what it means. Rita Anneborg is working for us, working for the country that she believes in very passionately. Ngozi Madu is doing the same thing. All of you all around the world, we thank those of you in the USA, and we thank especially those of you in Dallas and wider Texas for what you have done today. Because from this very place, we have proclaimed once again that this Biafra we talk about is our religion. And on this radio station, we must continue to profess the good news of the return of Biafra. Because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, bless, and sustain each and every one of you. But one thing is more important than all of us, more important than life itself. That thing is Biafra. And behold, Chukwu Abiyama must bless her. Thank you very much. And good evening from here in Dallas, Texas. Please take it away.
Ebe ka onu si Biafra, ebe ka onu si Biafra, gamara pu Biafra, gane bozo gabiri, agamara pu Biafra, gane bozo gabiri, Biafra kadin. Umokori bemu jikere benuna, oh my boy bemu jikere benuna.
omo karibe mu jikerebe nu na hemehe omo biapra kwanyi si na ndi awusa gagacha anyo ndi awusa chi na anyo ndi awusa chi na anyo ihe awusa na chi bu nama ihe awusa na tabu gworo omo jioba kwanyi si na ndi awusa gagacha anyo ndi awusa chi na anyo ndi awusa chi na anyo ihe awusa na chi bu nama ihe awusa na tabu gworo Amara Chineke dere omo Biafra Amara Chioke dere omo Biafra Amara onye nwanyi dere omo Biafra Amara Chineke dere omo Biafra Amara mgbe bigebi dere omo Biafra Amara mgbe bigebi dere omo Amara Chineke dere omo Biafra Amara onye nwanyi dekwara omo Biafra Ngozi Chineke nonyere omo Biafra Otuto Chineke dere omo Biafra Ngozi onye nwanyi nonyere omo Biafra Amara Chineke dere omo Biafra Amara mgbe bigebi dere omo Biafra Amara mgbe bigebi dere omo Amara mgbe Obodo Biafra emewo ka mputi he Nime Nigeria obodo bekwontu Obodo Biafra emewo ka mputi he Noge mbo anom no chechere Obodo Biafra emewo ka mputi he Noge mbo wem ejewo mi je di omimi Chineke nna ejewo mi je ti omimi agaram na Nigeria bu obodo afofo otuta afoka noro nime Nigeria onye nwem alanjuraju ejewo mi je nime onye nwem alanjuraju Agaram Nigeria obodo akporo asi onye otafo kam noro ni obo Nigeria onye wem alam jura jo onye wem alam jura jo jura jo alam jura jo mi je diere bo alam jura jo alam jura jo alam jura jo onye wem iwe mo ajorange achoge mi ma Ajorangihe
Umuchukwu Abiama
Ajorange achoge mi ma Ajorange obeye sibia Isi Umahia Isi Enugu Isi Kalaba Isi Onicha Anyi bu umu Biafra Nime Jehova Ya bu nye maka gi
Nye maka gi Nye maka gi Wesi bu wane mo nye maka gi Wesi bu wane mo nye maka gi Nye maka gi Nye maka gi Nye maka gi Wesi bu nye mo
Ajorange, Asaba. Isi Umahia, Isi Igocha, Isi Onicha, Anyibo Umone, Nime Biafra,
Ile Akagi,
Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Shall always reach.